Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was talking to my friend Alex Ovechkin the other day. He was complaining about the temperature of the guest rooms at the Kremlin. And I said, you know, I never have that problem because I call Care Heating and Cooling. And he said they don't have Care Heating and Cooling in Russia. He also said all the McDonald's closed. And I said, well, stop invading other countries. You won't have this problem. And then he laughed and laughed, and Putin picked up the extension. Luckily, Care Heating and Cooling exists in America, so call them. And they take cash money, not rubles. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.co.russia. No.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The following is intended for immature audiences only.
There's no such thing as a radio rating system.
But if there were, this show would be rated O as in...
Oh my God, this show is so stupid. These people should be in jail. Let's begin.
Good afternoon.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy. Featuring Panama Ted.
Ted's a fun guy.
And the crazy soundboard.
Hola, I'm Dennis Farina.
So much.
I even made just a little bit of a diagram for you.
56 and Sector X. Walk.
You little weasel.
Turn off your brain and unzip your pants. Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Christmas Eve. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Oh, hello, man.
Santa Claus is coming to town. I know. We're live in the studio, and we've put out some cookies and milk and fishies dressed up like Santa Claus.
He's jolly.
He's like the Dan Aykroyd Santa. He's eating smoked salmon out of his beard.
Does he also have a bag of glass? Is that his toy for the season?
His dirty beard. Actually, we're not here. We're taped. We're enjoying the holiday with our families. I hope you're enjoying something. If you're out there working tonight, I know there are people out there keeping the city afloat. We salute you and we'll keep you some company. Yeah. How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
What do we have on the show for the people today?
Well, I'm just looking at my folder here. I've gathered up some things from earlier this year. And this is back in, looks like, August.
Oh, wow.
September and a little bit into October.
I didn't know you were going that far back. I thought this was just going to be maybe the last couple of weeks or so. Back to the early days of
early
show.
Days. Yeah, I mean, how old were we?
not too old. A couple months old.
Well, summertime.
I didn't have any
action. Pit
hair. Yeah. So young.
I fried mine off.
Way back. And here's some of the labels on these I can give you. The first one says diarrhea stories. So all I figured that was that's a hit right there. The next one says work dump day. And so, I mean, it's just, you know, do you remember that at all?
A lot of
the word dump day.
I'm seeing a pattern here, is that we have a lot of potty humor on this
show. There's a lot of pee-pee poo-poo.
A lot of pee-pee
poo-poo. Stuff.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to get canceled for pee-pee poo-poo.
Yeah.
Depending on how hard you go with it.
We go pretty hard.
There's still a line.
We go, wow.
You can't cross with, you know, pee-pee poo-poo, right?
What kind of line?
Well, I can't really discuss the line. I mean, if you were to
talk about consumption of it,
it did cross my mind.
All right.
Pretty disgusting.
Anything that's not in the pee pee poo poo family for today.
Timmy, when he ate the ghost pepper, that episode, if you remember that.
Yes, but then ultimately that affected the pee-pee and the poo-poo.
That made me crap fire later that night.
You're right.
And I did almost die.
You are right. My bad.
You almost died eating the jalapeno pepper.
The jalapeno was messed up. That was not a standard jalapeno
pepper.
That
was mutant.
It must have been rubbing up against the ghost pepper.
Can you believe... Now, Skip Mossick grew the ghost pepper in his garden, all right? And you say, why is he growing weapons-grade...
I don't know.
...chemicals in his backyard? The answer is, he actually uses it. This man will grill up a hamburger...
Yeah.
...and then slice the ghost pepper and put it on raw as a garnish.
It's just a regular topping.
How does he have any stomach lining?
Some people like to use a fresh jalapeno, which, again, I
like that.
I don't
very
find
good.
That hot. As we're recording this, I had a jalapeno cheddar bagel this morning. I love the flavor. They're delicious. They're not too hot. They're not too out of control. Something with that jalapeno before I consumed the ghost pepper.
I think it was rubbing up against the
wrecked me.
Ghost pepper in the bag.
Oh, man.
Because they were in the same bag.
I was in bad shape.
Yeah. You also just got it all over your fingers and rubbed
rubbing it in my eyes
and
rubbing it in
urethra.
All of my orifices.
That's right. urethra Franklin.
Rubbed it up my
Franklin.
Butt.
No respect.
No respect.
All right, what else, Teddy?
Let's see. There was a segment about having people in your house. And I don't think
I never want them in my house.
Which is what goes on for Christmas.
Santa comes in my house, I kick him out. Take your shoes off, Santa. Yeah. Take your boots off.
You wait up for Santa? I don't want to see Santa. It freaks me out, man.
No, we're good friends, but he takes his boots off.
I stay away. You do your thing, Santa. You come in, you get back out because, you know, our fireplace isn't big enough. So it has to do that magic thing, like in Tim Allen's The Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So it like spreads open so he can get his fat ass down that chimney.
Spreads
even. Yeah, it spreads open. He gets down. I don't want to see that. Just do your thing. Get out.
We also had a segment where you don't want to buy houses of people you know, which is sort of a similar theme that, you know, you don't want to go
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I do remember that. I remember that discussion.
Things happen in that house.
It's an odd one.
It's different if you buy a home that somebody else lived in that you don't know.
Yeah.
Because it's just a bunch of faceless people that you know were doing things in there. But if you know the person, like there's not enough pine saw in the world.
Yeah, you brought
that's going to get that memory out of my mind.
You brought this up, and then for the next week or two, I had a lot of bad thoughts about how Sarah and I bought the house from my sister and brother-in-law, which was their starter home, and then it became our starter home.
There you go.
And I cannot get certain visuals out of my mind after that.
They were naked. In every room
all
of that house,
all over the place,
just naked and rubbing.
Sooner or later, you just got to power through.
I think that's fine. We've gone like 6 minutes here. I could keep going.
I think that's fine. I think you guys
Teddy
should
wants
shut
to get
up.
To Christmas Eve dinner.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, everybody, have a happy holiday out there. I hope you enjoy whatever Ted has put together for you today. And we'll see you very, very soon live. How should I intro this? Just
the Christmas Eve best of starts now.
There you go.
Jesus, did the room clear out, Bethany?
You're watching on YouTube. I look kind of boring. Well, actually, I have my Hungarian track jacket.
Yeah, you had a major fashion faux pas today.
I can't wear the jacket with shorts.
First of all, looky here. You get offended that I'm like picking at you. All we do is pick.
Yeah.
At the minutia of the world.
That's what's great.
This
what's
is all
great
we do.
About us. That's great about the relationship. We care enough to nitpick.
So I come in today and you're wearing your Hungarian track jacket. Not a problem. But it's only half complete because you got like khaki shorts on with it. You don't wear shorts in a track jacket. If you're going to do track jacket, you better damn well have the pants.
I mean, I don't have the pants for the Hungarian track jacket.
It doesn't matter. You can wear some kind of pants.
Yeah,
why don't you have the pants for that?
I know you have a pair of white pants, and
I know you have a pair of green pants.
I don't have a pair of white pants I can fit into right now. I have a pair of white golfy pants, and I'm super fat, and my belly don't fit in there.
You're not super fat, and I'm not wearing
golf pants with that. I wish, I really do, because I'm not wearing the Hungarian track jacket now. I'll bring it in for the next segment. But,
oh, thank God.
Right, yeah.
Make sure to get on YouTube for that one.
make sure to run.
We're going to set a viewing record for that.
Woo-wee. So I got that one as a gift. That one was certainly hot off the street when my parents took a trip to Hungary, somewhere in Budapest, I'm sure, 20 years ago. But there are no matching pants that came with that. That one just came as the jacket, and I scoured the internet. I actually purchased a full-on Hungarian track suit, but it kind of sucks. It was from that UK soccer shop, and it was a not a good brand. Didn't even have pockets in the jacket, that one. So I don't like it, and I don't have anything really to pair with it. I usually wear black pants. It's too hot today. It's Friday.
I got to go to jail today.
Me.
No, you all the time. You're always in jail. I'm actually going to send my mother to jail today.
Mom goes to jail?
Mom goes to jail. You know, we can have a whole thing about how she screwed up my entire life, and that's why she should be in jail. But my mom is incapable of not showing her emotions. Like, she always has to tell you exactly what's on her mind, even when it's not appropriate. Now, listen, I host a radio show where I air my grievances, but when I go out into the real world, I don't act like this, okay? I don't go up to people and yell at them because they're touching every piece of fruit at the grocery store. I think it. I don't say it because we live in a society.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what my mom will do. So she told me she was at Costco this week. Actually, Samantha told me this story because Samantha went to Costco with my mom.
Okay.
And they got the free samples.
You know, they switched the samples.
It's a whole thing about free samples at Costco. Samantha loves it. They go around, they get the free samples. And you take a free sample, and then it's always, oh, thank you very much, and you walk away.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe you like the product, maybe you don't. It doesn't matter. It's free. They didn't make it, the people giving you the product. They're not shoving it down your throat. You are choosing to go up there and get the free sample.
I don't like where this is going, because this sounds like it's going to crazy town.
No, well, my mom is in crazy town.
I don't like where this
one's headed. She had a bite of something, and instead of just walking away, right? She has to say, well, I just don't like that one bit. Well, I'm sorry, woman. I'm just warming up the food. They tell me to warm up because that's my job here at the Costco. My mom cannot keep her mouth shut.
Move along, Betty.
She always has to have her opinion front and center. Well, I don't like that at all. Well, okay, good news. You don't have to buy it then. Go to jail.
That's the difference. So there is a little bit of you right there. But as you said, key difference is that that's internal. That's kept to yourself. A lot of people that know me, not really everybody, but my wife thinks that I've got some case of road rage. And I don't know where she gets off with that, because she's just as angry about all the idiot drivers out there, too. And I don't have road rage. I yell to myself. I never act on that. That's what my outlet here on the air
is for. Regular rage.
Yes, I have just the right amount of rage. Everybody is stupid out there. Nobody knows how to drive. And don't all you guys lie to yourselves, too, as you're driving around listening. Someone just cut you off right now. You're alone in your car, and you are screaming inside at them. You're not going to do anything about it. You're not going to cause a wreck or do something stupid. You're not nuts. It's just frustrating. That's all.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Child is sick. With those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to hospitals across the country. Learn more at starlight.org.
At the Ohio Lottery.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
School means no lunch for millions of kids in the summer. Let's come together, food banks, families, and generous individuals like you, to make sure no child goes without food in the summer. Together, we can make a difference. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/summer.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Morning Juice. We real football talk. Just two guys who aren't afraid to say what needs to be said.
And that's how she wrote.
Sponsored by Riverside Bank of Dublin.
Now streaming mornings on YouTube and 10TV Plus. Attack and dominate. You're listening to the best of Common Man and Timmy. A show so dumb, you'll feel smart.
Okay, that's why I'm dumb.
The Fan.
I added at least 3 new toilets to the lifelong list.
Because of the travel. There's no way you're getting the 400 and something.
I think it might be.
Megan is a TikTok person.
Big following for Megan, right?
20 million TikTok viewers
That's
for this
huge.
Chick. 20 million.
So what's her name? Megan? People might know her then.
Megan
20 million followers.
Reinerston? Wiener?
Yeah.
Huh. Anyway.
Weiner?
She goes on, talking to her 20 million followers, says, I single-handedly got a flight out of Indianapolis canceled.
Oh, boy.
If that flight cancellation changed the trajectory of your life in a really negative way, I'm so sorry. She said, but it wasn't without pain and suffering.
Oh, boy.
She considers herself a nanny and budding actress. Explained that she was traveling from Portugal back to the U.S., for a film premiere, when a disturbance deep, deep in her bowels ignited.
I like the...
I have diarrhea.
Oh, it's perfect.
Something is brewing, she remembered thinking. Something is happening that I'm not prepared to deal with. That something was food poisoning. She ate an undercooked hamburger the night before the flight.
So she knew exactly what had gotten her.
I guess. Seems. But she says her rumbling belly didn't cause the plane to make an unscheduled stop. It did, however, stop her fellow passengers from using the bathroom.
Ugh.
She says, you know what? I'm going to do it in what I believe her voice to be. I don't know her.
I'm full body sweating. I'm crying. My insides are cramping.
She said that...
Sounds familiar.
The moments leading up to the explosion... She feared a public accident would erupt if she didn't hightail it to the toilet, even though the seatbelt sign was still illuminated.
Could you imagine?
I couldn't let that happen to me. For the next 20 minutes, I have more diarrhea than any human should have in their life.
Oh.
So she said her pooping nightmare took place in the airplane commode. She also felt vomit coming, so she yelled for the flight attendant to help. Can you imagine that?
What do you expect them to do?
The doors closed. Well, I guess they gave her a barf bag. She said, after barfing in a bag provided by the cabin crew member, she remained in the bathroom spewing and defecating for the duration of the flight.
Well, remember the story we talked about 3 weeks ago or so, where we were talking about certain flights out of some countries where their culture is different? It had become a growing problem where people had just continually crapped on a perfectly good floor right next to the operational toilet. Imagine if that had happened.
Flight attendant informed her that the next trip the Airbus was scheduled to make had been canceled.
Wow.
This chick was ultimately wheelchair escorted off the plane, which was then parked for a hazmat team to come in for a deep cleaning.
She said
that she suffered another round of diarrhea in her hotel bed when she got there.
Oh, man.
But the shame of soiling the establishment sheets apparently didn't compare to the embarrassment of grounding an airplane.
They canceled that flight because of me. The hazmat team had to come in and clean it because they didn't know if I brought a disease back from Portugal. I am a biohazard. I am patient zero.
You know what, though? I don't know... If she could have handled this much better, she made a mad dash to get to the bathroom. You're in the middle of a flight. Assuming that the plane was going well enough, even though the fasten the seatbelt lights were on, but it wasn't major turbulence, so she could get back there before she just exploded in her pants. And she got there. And the only thing that was more embarrassing than that whole endeavor was having to ask for help from a flight attendant who probably cracked the door open ever so slightly and just chucked a bunch of the paper bags. Here, just take it and go. Just
can you imagine being on that flight?
With the door closed.
You're on that flight. You're in the first couple rows of the plane.
Oh,
all you hear is somebody in the bathroom crying and saying, please help me. What the hell is going on?
Everyone who's listening, I'm sure at some point in their life, if it wasn't food poisoning, they caught the 24-hour stomach flu, the bug. Everyone's had that bug where you've got it coming out of you, and it's one of the worst things ever. You're not going to work that day. I had it last summer. Couldn't call the Cardale Jones softball game because a chili dog up in the fan cafe messed me up good.
You're just weak.
Good and proper.
You're just weak. Tyvis Powell ate the same thing, and he was out there hitting homers the next day.
It does different things to different people, I guess.
Yeah, praise on the weak.
Stomach was a little bit weaker than his.
And, what's her name? Get together and have a nice puke party.
Man, I hate to double down on this.
But you're gonna, aren't you?
But I'm gonna. So, I mean, I'm sure we've all had our own horror stories. Maybe if we're not the subject of it, like... What was her name? Megan was the TikToker here.
Yeah.
So I love how she sounds just like that person. We're on our way back. We're on our way back from the trip on Friday afternoon. I remember it because I was just listening to the segment where Nicole was yapping about going to Atlanta, and you had seemed like you were just at about your wits' ends with how she kept saying, what, Atlanta, holla, here we come. And you're like, stop, please. So we're on our way back in. Both of us were bursting. We have to pee so bad. We've got to stop. We've been driving the country roads through Kenton or wherever to get back into Marysville's where we connected with to head down on 33 to get home. So we stop in a McDonald's. Everything's fine, right? Helen, it's fine. Everything looked good, looked clean. Perfectly good McDonald's right off of 33. Walk in there. As soon as we open up like the double doors to the little bay area that McDonald's usually have outer door, inner door, we get within 10 feet of the men's and women's bathroom. You start to smell something. You're like, okay, whatever.
Not maintained
Somebody's
properly.
Somebody's blown it up. It happens. I just got to take a whiz. We're going to get in, get out, 30 seconds, done.
And then?
Walk in there.
And then?
So Jack and I together, like, walk into the men's room. And it's a small one. There's one urinal, one stall. But to the look of it, it looks clean. And there's a man that's, like, in a blue jumpsuit, like in a Mike Myers outfit without the mask, standing at the urinal. Just happily standing there, peeing away. So we're like, okay. But we walk in there, I'm like, my God. I think I gasped audibly. I went, like when I walked in, someone was blowing it up.
Stop it, Nicole.
My God. And then. So it turns out that whatever had happened, although I didn't go and check the stall to see if there was even anything worse in there, but the guy walks away from the urinal, washes his hands, leaves. I step up to the urinal, whip my head around, say, oh, dear God. The urinal is overflowed with crap. It's like the equivalent of 20 craps. And I don't know. It's not Friday. This person's going to be in prison for life, 50 straight life sentences. But then again, what about the guy that is just happily pissing on top of it? It's the most disgusting thing I'd ever smelled or seen in my entire life. And I have gone to college. I have seen some stuff.
And then?
Shit. This was bad. Bad as I've ever seen. I had to leave. Somehow Jack still wanted to eat McDonald's while we were there. I said, okay, you're crazy. You sit here. I'm going across the street to the Turkey Hill. I'm going to go to the bathroom, come back and pick you up. I'm not going in there. Oh my God.
Over. First of all,
the guy that's just peeing on it.
The guy
what are we doing?
Whistling Dixie. I got to tell you, good to get that out. And wouldn't you just... wouldn't you warn somebody? Wouldn't you say, hey, guys, somebody... I really had to go. I had no choice.
I mean,
somebody crapped in the urinal.
And I'm like, I'm just kind of like, woohoo, like ready to undo my belt, like stepped up there. Oh, dear God. I got whiplash trying to run away from that thing. Oh.
I have diarrhea.
We are sick. Sick human beings.
As a species?
Sick.
Oh, absolutely.
Shame on you.
Absolutely.
Ooh. Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
And people warned me to slow down. I said, I don't know how. Thanks to my VA care team, I haven't.
At VA, we're using technology to help veterans recover faster and live their lives to the fullest. Learn more at vacareers.va.gov/PSA.
This is the best of Common Man and Timmy. No, really, I assure you, this is an actual radio show that we air. I don't know why. The Fan.
And it's also a very important day. It's a momentous day because something happened today that probably hasn't happened in a year. And that was that today was a WDD. Today, for me, was a work dump day.
Ah, the W, not weapon of dump destruction.
No.
Work dump day.
Work dump day. I normally do not play road games. I plan my day out very specifically. I go in the morning. It usually holds me over until the evening when I get home. If it's a rare two dump day, it happens morning and night.
Yeah, everybody's got their cycle, right?
But today, I couldn't do it. I had a little bit of, I don't want to give too much away, but that's what I do here. Spicy corn last night. And that corn was still intact and spicy coming out.
Well, that's
today.
You know, corn is delicious, but sadly, it just keeps its form, which makes it a little bit disgusting.
Nutritionally.
Yeah, it is. It's delicious, but it is completely useless.
Your body says, I don't need this.
Oh,
get out.
It's good, man. You put a little lime and sea salt, have a little corn salsa with cilantro.
Jalapenos in there.
Nice.
Hot butt corn.
What was the whole dinner then last night?
I'll get to that in a second. That's not important. What is important is we have an issue with toilet paper in this country.
Yes, we do.
And
yeah,
I don't know why we're here in 2025. Every aspect of our life has improved for the most part in 2025 when you're talking about modern technology.
Right. All cars are nicer.
Oh,
even the lower end
are nicer.
Cars, they all have the backup cams.
You know, back in the day, you get in a fender bender, you're dead instantly.
Right.
Now you're going 120
alive.
Miles an hour. Crash into a brick wall.
You're good.
You get out, go to Shoney's. You're fine.
You get out, start juggling.
I say this to my daughter all the time. You know, we used to live in a time, Samantha, where if we didn't know the answer to something, we just either didn't know or had to go to the library and look it up.
We had to use the microfiche. Remember that stupid thing? Ray Kinsella was a wizard at that microfiche. Had to search up Terrence Mann. He was good
at
that.
Microfiche or microfish?
I think it's micro. I think it's microfiche.
Is that what
do you
fish
say, Ken?
Calls his wiener? Microfish.
You fish or fish?
Teddy? I'm a fish guy.
Yeah, fish.
That's how I said. I'm not saying I was right, but that's how I said it.
I'm not gonna throw down like the Pennsylvania Turnpike on that one. I'm unsure. I just thought it was that
I'm
way.
Not,
I'm a little fancier though.
What did you do? Give me a little Ray Kinsella on that one too?
I did. Yeah.
At least he is not a book burner, you Nazi cow.
We have all these advancements. Google, HDTV, 4K, 5K, 8K, 27K. Just in someone's butt.
TV's going to be in someone's butt.
Well, whatever.
At some point here.
It's not even 3D. You just feel,
we're gonna be
you
in
feel them. You smell them.
Yeah.
That's how close you can get to the action. Yet when it comes to public restroom toilet paper, we've made absolutely no advancement. It is the same single-ply, rough, sandpapery toilet paper. Yeah. I don't care if you normally have a very strong derriere. You use that toilet paper, it messes you up. It rips you to shreds. It's terrible.
I completely agree. I'm glad that you are bringing this to the forefront again. And you know what? It doesn't even cut costs when it's all said and done. Because you know what winds up happening when you have that cheap as dirt toilet paper?
You use twice as much.
You keep using it and using it and using it, and it hurts and it hurts and it doesn't do the job. So you wind up using four times as much as you would with a premium brand. My dad always used to skimp on toilet paper. I never understood it. I never got it for one second.
That's one area where you don't skimp. But let me tell you something.
You're putting that on your body.
Absolutely.
All right? That should matter.
I watch the CNBC. I like to read the business news, pretend like I know what the hell I'm talking about.
It shows.
I was reading something the other day that said that young workers entering the workplace are not as motivated by money. I mean, money is important to a degree. You want to make sure you're making enough money to live, but they're motivated more by perks, whether that's PTO time that's more flexible, whether that's working at home, you know, whether that's
maybe there's free drinks at the office,
whatever
it is,
whatever. I'm just saying, if you're a boss out there, all right, that would be a fantastic perk, wouldn't it? You sit down and you say, yeah, here's your salary. And yes, we're flexible with your PTO. And, you know, we have in-house psychiatrists if you need it, whatever floats your boat.
But for you, we want you so bad.
You know what we really have? In our bathrooms here, we get top of the line Charmin. All right, top of the line. We don't skimp. It's not one ply. You go in there. First of all, our toilet flushes like a jet engine. You're not going to clog that thing, even if you try. You can throw marbles down there, and it's going to flush. Also, our toilet paper is a pleasure for your tender BH.
What if we made the toilet paper sort of like a tier system, like you earn your PTO as you go on in your job? Where it starts out at the single ply, then once you put in 5 years' time and do good work, you upgrade, and then you upgrade again. You and I, we're 10-year men, so we would have...
I'm a 20-year guy. What do I get for that?
I don't know.
A bidet?
Yeah. I think it's like the grandfather clock.
There's a small man that just squirts me. That's his job.
You're even past bidet. Yeah, you actually have Teddy sprays you with a hose.
Like
in
Coming
there.
To
a
America,
real person.
It's like time for the royal wipers. You know, the people just come in and clean me. Mind the hemorrhoid.
Yes. Be careful with that guy.
Wouldn't that be a perk?
Absolutely.
And what would that cost you? It's never been so easy to buy things in bulk. We got 18 million places. You got the Costco, you got the Sam's, you got the BJ's. Well, back in the day, you had to go to the general store and chop down a tree and make your own toilet paper, but no more. No more.
I wouldn't even know. Does Sam's Club and Costco stock a cheaper than dirt option? Because they have their in-house brand, which is good, like good stuff.
I buy the Costco brand.
It's
very good.
They each have their own brand. You've got the Member's Mark for the Sam's Club, as we know, and then the Kirkland Signature for the Costco. And that's good stuff. They compete with the big guys. In the golf world, actually, Titleist, Pro V1, they've been suing Kirkland for years because it's basically the same tech. But you know what? They must have good enough lawyers because they keep making the golf balls anyway. That toilet paper's top of the line. I didn't know if they have a cheap version, though, they sell to all the public bathrooms. But it's not cool because we pay taxes and we deserve something better.
Just say no to cheap toilet paper. As a matter of fact, you know, you hear about these employees going on strike. We want, you know. My wife watches this show with the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and
she's into that now.
Oh my God, I'm sitting
What's
on the
going
couch.
On in
I'm
show?
Half. It's just a bunch of attractive white girls whining, but they want a raise. You know, okay, fine. I think they got like a 400% raise, and so they threatened to strike or walk out. Everybody should walk out of their office right now if you have subpar toilet paper in your workplace. That's unacceptable. The local news will be there. Why are you on strike? We're on strike because our asses hurt. That's why we're on strike.
I do have an important question, though, and I think I know the answer because I trust you, and you're also a good, clean man. when you went today, you had the WDD, the workday dump. Did you make sure that when you left, it was as if nothing had ever happened?
Of course.
Good.
Why? No, I'm not an animal.
Did it happen naturally? Did you have to like take some scrunched up toilet paper and do any kind of work, or did it all just...
No, it was fine.
It was it all was, just fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
It wasn't, now, it wasn't a terrible disaster or anything.
No.
Two flushes and we're good to go?
I do put paper down on the seat. I don't sit directly on the seat. I can't do that.
We don't do any of those covers anymore,
no,
do we?
No, but I just make my own little paper seat.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah.
You really can't handle the germs.
I think it's been germs. It's been a year since I've done a road game crap.
Yeah, I don't like to do it, but I also, if I have to, I'm not too concerned about the paper Fish, on the seat.
Fish told me, well, that's how my father got a parasite, from going to a public bathroom and not having anything on the seat.
Really?
Yeah, got a parasite.
Yikes.
Fish told me he craps at work every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm probably many, many months at this point.
Teddy, when was the last time you took a...
It's only a few times a year for me.
Took a dump here at work.
I think it was probably a month or so ago I did. So it wasn't too long ago.
You know how Teddy's not like us? I announce when I'm taking a crap. Teddy just takes one and doesn't say anything like a normal person.
How about that?
We'd like to know next time,
yeah,
Ted.
I would like to know, Teddy.
Come on.
Please do announce.
I'll let you
Please
know.
Tell us.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Federal Elite Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Care Home Appraisal. After we put away our African art and family photos.
Has this happened to you because of race or national origin? Contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. A message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Timmy Hall and...
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Teachers are dynamic leaders, shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Achieving this takes skill and expertise. They're tireless explorers, creatively discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, experimenting, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, and connecting with each other. Leading by example. Experience the unique joy of helping students thrive. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready to begin? Explore teaching at teach.org, a campaign supported by the U.S. Department of Education, teach.org, and 1 million teachers of color.
Of your favorite fan content? Good news, we're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan. This is the best of Common Man and Timmy. Is it live or is it Memorex? Who knows, but it's stupid. And if you're under the age of 40, you won't get that at all. The Fan.
I read a story today about how Michael Jordan refused to be interviewed for The Last Dance at his house.
Okay, I've heard some of the things about the filming of the show. Go on.
They rented a special house for it.
Yep.
You know, most people like to be in their house because they're comfortable. And I'll tell you what, I co-sign this all day, every day.
That's Michael Jordan you're talking about. You think he wants to give up that kind of privacy?
I don't. It doesn't do it with privacy.
Yeah.
I don't want people in my house. Let me tell you a little story, a little common man story. So it was about 9 years ago, my wife's first book was going to be published. She was also very pregnant with my soon-to-be daughter, Samantha. And I don't know, it was Columbus Monthly or something. Hmm. Wanted to do some sort of photo shoot and feature on her. And she said,
is it all right if they come to the house?
I said, I don't want them in the house. I don't want people traipsing around with professional lighting crap in my house. And I have panic attacks about people walking on my floors with shoes on. Now I got complete strangers in my house when I'm not there to supervise.
I get it.
It's going to be fine. You're crazy. Nothing's going to happen. They're professionals.
So I come home that night.
It's not about that they're not professionals. It's just about having that many people in your personal
space. She told me,
space.
She goes, I'll clean the floor before you get home. I see you're 9 months pregnant. I'm not going to make you clean the floor, okay? I'll clean it when I get home. But just have them in this area. I don't want too much walking around the entire house.
All right.
And so I get home that night. I said, how did it go?
Good.
Were you happy with everything?
Yes.
Where did you do it?
In the office.
Okay. Walk in the office. There is a huge hole in the drywall.
What?
Of my office wall.
Really?
Yes, because one of the professional lights that they set up
fell over,
tipped over, fell over, and punched a hole in my drywall.
I'd be worried about like gouges in the hardwood flooring for all the equipment that they're setting up. And
Michael
Jordan
doesn't want that crap in his
house.
He don't want people like that in his house. He says, you rent me a nice house. I'll show up there. We'll pretend it's my house and you can film me in there. That's a flex. That's my guy right there.
I don't feel worse for Michael Jordan for
seeing
this realization. He's Michael flipping Jordan, you know? Like, I'm giving you all of the time to actually make this project work. If you don't have Michael Jordan, forget about if you're in his house or somewhere else. Him agreeing to do it was everything. And you know what? We needed that as people. With where we were in 2020.
Oh, the documentary?
We needed that documentary. That is something that could be put in a time capsule and sent out there to the aliens. I mean, that would be remembered for 100 years when we all kind of came together as sports fans with nothing to do and nothing to see in the spring. It was 5 years ago. 5 years ago now in the springtime. It was a little bit earlier than this. We're here in August. I think it was April when that was released.
We were fresh. We were fresh into like stay-at-home stuff.
We just had the tournament canceled on us.
We didn't have any live sports going on, and this was the only thing we could watch and discuss. And I loved it because I'm a Bulls fan, right? So that was right in my wheelhouse. And Michael Jordan could do a 5-part documentary of him taking a crap, and I would still watch it. But I enjoyed the hell out of that thing. I think there needs to be a 30 for 30 on how sports society reacted in the moment to that documentary.
How
series.
Has there about that documentary?
Not about that documentary, about how we as a society, you're right, needed it.
Yeah.
And at just, that time.
Just all of it. I think you need to go, and I'm sure there's something that's out there that's been done on the shutdown and what that was like, especially for sports fans and for the sports world, because, I mean, sports is, aside from concerts, right, various other events, like that's our live entertainment that brings in a lot of money.
Obviously,
for a lot of different towns,
talk about, you know, kids not going to school,
the economy,
them physically shrinking their brains, all of that.
Obviously, the no school
thing, when it comes to entertainment,
yes,
you're right,
businesses still went on. Obviously, there were a lot of businesses that were greatly affected by it. Some thrived while others
some
completely shut down. Yeah, that was crazy about it. Some did better than they ever thought they possibly could. Certain service industries. And for one, like when I decided to put in my putting green, I got in at a very good time. I had no idea that there was a worldwide shutdown coming, but that got done right before March in 2020.
I'll tell you what happened
to me. As the world was about to close.
So whatever the hell, like the statewide lockdown was announced. I'm saying restaurants are closed, no dine-in, schools are closed, all of that.
Had to be in March of 2020.
That day, our washing machine breaks.
Yikes.
Okay.
Big yikes.
So we're calling around to every store that's open saying, what do you have? And they didn't have a ton in stock. And the thing was, they would not bring it in the house.
They couldn't get it to you.
So they had to deliver it to the garage. And then Kristen and I had to get this, had to get our old washing machine out and oh, the man. New water. That was a scene, baby.
It's like your newlyweds.
That was a scene.
It's like when you, before you have any money to actually pay for the delivery and the install and you're buying them on Craigslist. I know what that's like. Sadly, I know what that's like. Having to lug a washing machine down.
I thought we were going to get divorced.
Right angle set of stairs.
I thought we were
going
to get divorced. Oh, it didn't have to go downstairs.
Oh,
thank God. Thank God it was in our mudroom right off the garage, but still.
Yeah, no, that is one of the worst. I had that townhouse in Hilliard before we moved into our house that we're in now. Still didn't have a ton of money at that time, and when we were leaving,
You took that stuff with you?
I had to get it. I was being nice, and I somehow found the strength and the stamina to get the washing machine down to the lower level so I could sell it, so I could get it out of there. Because the new buyers, they didn't want it. And so it was on me to get rid of it. So instead of paying more to like get the washing machine and dryer out of there, I sold them. And so I got them into the garage to stage them so somebody could come and pick them up. And it was the hardest thing I ever had to do. But
right, what do very rich people and bums have in common?
Yeah, well, I was reading this other article today. And
we got to stop reading articles.
It's not good for anybody, right? According to a new study conducted by the Institute for Family Studies. Nothing like a study company called the Institute for Studies, right? Mm-hmm. So men in high-powered positions, like CEOs, surgeons, physicians, what have you, and then all the way at the other end of the spectrum, men that are straight up unemployed are the most likely to cheat on their counterparts.
I find this very believable.
Us, right here in the middle right?
We're in the middle.
We're not cheating. And you know what?
Here's my line of thinking.
I would never be a cheater.
If you're very, very rich, you have the money to cheat with, you know, buying people things, right? What do you call them? I was going to call them buying your sugar tits things.
What do you call sugar daddy?
No, you are the sugar daddy. What do you call?
You can't say that.
I did. Whatever.
What do you?
You got the money to make it happen. Is what I'm saying. You can buy them like a little apartment. Keep them separate, right? Maybe you travel a lot for business.
What is
you
the,
got different
what
women
is the term
in different
you're looking
cities?
For?
It's not, is it mistress?
Mistresses. Sure. Well, yeah, just, that's right. Fine.
For me, that sounds dirtier than sugar tits.
No, stop saying that.
No. I'm sorry. All right. No. And then if you're a bum, if you're poor, you have nothing to do all day.
Right.
You're at home watching daytime television. You're ugly. You're fat.
I don't get it.
You probably have other ugly and fat people that you hang around with that don't do anything.
The reasoning for the unemployed is because you have no confidence and you need to go out there and I guess do that.
I got nothing else to do.
Nothing else to
do. You're ugly, I'm ugly, but you turn the lights off.
Right. My wife.
Bump some ugly.
My wife here at home maybe doesn't respect me, thinks that I'm some loser that doesn't have a job, so I go out and I cheat.
She's right.
You're right. But you still shouldn't do that. And let's see, the study says that 18% of men in top positions have been unfaithful in their marriage. And on the flip side, unemployed men ages 25 to 54 are more likely to have extramarital sex, since about 1 in 5 have already cheated. And according to the same data, this woman found that 14% of women admit to cheating on their partner. So it's not like they're completely innocent as a gender when it comes to this, but this interesting caveat, when it comes to the occupation, the difference in demographics is that women in low prestige jobs
are the ones more likely to cheat than those in higher up positions. 21% of women with low standard jobs more likely to cheat. The women that are in big, powerful positions, CEOs, doctors, not big cheaters. The guys, cheating bastards. Mm.
The Fan. When the Cotton Bowl is over, flip on 10TV for the ultimate postgame show.
Tom and Adam are live from Dallas with Timmy and Nicole in the studio.
Ring in 2026 with a Buckeye victory live on 10TV and streaming on 10TV+. During this 10-second promo, Rothman will lose money gambling on something.
People like you come here and blow the family nest egg that built this town.
Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Hope is action. Carving a path forward even when it's hard.
And kids who still know how to dream. They're the best pathfinders of all.
So at Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children living in poverty worldwide to grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and so all those good things can come true for them. Safe.
And that means safe at home, safe at school, and safe online.
Hope means walking this path together. All of us. Because when we work together, we can do so much more.
That's right. Hope includes you.
Child Fund, because we need each other.
To learn how Child Fund works with children in 23 countries to help them achieve their full potential, visit childfund.org. That's childfund.org.
We are the keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
America's hunters and target shooters, along with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, have invested more than $46 billion to help state fish and wildlife agencies manage and protect wildlife and wildlands across America. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Truck Drive.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
And forever, your Ohio State flagship station.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're listening to the best of Common Man and Timmy.
Quick question. Is there really a best of part of this stupid show?
The Fan.
All right, so this could be the dumbest thing we've ever done, and that's saying something.
Oh, boy, and I'm getting texts from the wife. Sorry, honey.
You got to do it, man.
From a lot of people.
You said you were going to do it.
Asking me if I'm crazy.
You can't back out. Skip Mossick grows ghost peppers in his backyard. They're the third hottest pepper on the face of the earth, according to the Scoville unit scale.
I mean, they've done this in hot ones, right? So I should live.
You'll live.
Yeah.
You're fine.
live golf.
But if you have the ability to watch on YouTube, I highly suggest that you do. Go to YouTube and just search 971 The Fan and click on the live stream. And then you can watch Timmy in the flesh, perhaps vomit or die. Who knows? Now, we have some other peppers for you to try, too. We have a banana pepper. We're going to work our way up.
Should I take my glasses off for this? Because this is going to get pretty sloppy.
Actually,
right?
I think you probably want to protect your eyes from the fumes. So keep the glasses on.
I've got the ghost pepper actually out of the... This is what they look like,
should we do
by
like
the way.
Theme? Like some sort of background music?
Yeah, you might want to get something.
I don't know why this is...
Well, that sounds really stupid. Here's the banana pepper. Ready?
Go ahead. It's just a banana pepper. Mm-hmm. What's the matter with you? Take a nice big bite.
Yeah.
I can't have that music.
That music sucks.
That's terrible. Teddy, find something for us to play, will you, please? All right, banana pepper, fine?
Oh, yeah.
No problem?
It's nothing.
Okay.
That's not the one I'm worried about.
You're going to have milk after the banana pepper?
No, I'm getting the milk ready. I don't need milk after the banana pepper.
Timmy does have chocolate milk at his disposal.
Because the regular milk up in our old fan cafe, oh, shocker, expired.
Speaking of shocker, remember, no horns down this weekend to the Texas fans. No horns down. Instead, you give them the shocker. All right? Put your thumb over your ring finger, leave your index and your middle finger and your pinky finger up in the air. That's the shocker. All right, jalapeno next.
Jalapeno time.
Take a nice big bite of that jalapeno. I grow them in my garden too. I've given you quite a few of them so far this year, so I know you're familiar with the taste of the jalapeno. Good?
That's a pretty spicy jalapeno there.
It's supposed to be spicy. Mm-hmm. It's not one of these store-bought Brand X jalapenos. This is from Skip Mossick's garden.
Mm-hmm.
An octopus's garden. Let me tell you something. If you're struggling with this jalapeno, Teddy, we have the little defibrillator thing out there.
Yeah, we go get that.
You may have to take it off the wall. You're hiccuping from this?
We're in trouble.
No.
You're turning red from this and hiccuping from the jalapeno? We're dead.
Yeah.
We're dead.
Maybe just take a little nibble of the ghost pepper.
If you're going to do it.
I don't know why.
If you're going to go with a smile. Oh, he's drinking milk after the jalapeno. I'm so disappointed in you.
Mike.
This is the show.
Your jalapeno.
And we're not going to change it.
Not even close to like that.
Skip breeds him hot. Skip's personality is very fiery. Come on, Timmy, eat the pepper.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting an oh my God after the jalapeno? Teddy, do you have any music to play for this at all?
I can play something.
I may have to fill some time in case I have to give him CPR.
Oh my God.
All right.
It's a jalapeno.
What's the matter with you? Maybe it was because it was rubbing against the ghost pepper in the bag? You think that was it?
It could be.
Don't touch the ghost pepper with your hands. Cup it in the paper towel. No, don't touch the stem, you moron.
Oh, God.
Pick it up like this. I'm embarrassed for you.
Oh, God.
The fact that the jalapeno is making you...
We need to break out the smelling salts for him, you know?
Bring your own. Yeah. We don't supply them anymore.
Wow.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry, all right?
He's weak.
What do you want me to do?
It's ridiculous.
It's too hot.
Is there another jalapeno in there? Can you give me two jalapenos?
Yeah.
Give it to me. I'm going to eat it. Give it to me.
There you go.
Who's going to do the show then?
It's a jalapeno.
What the heck?
Look what it did to Timmy.
Why is it that hot?
Is he fooling us?
I mean, no, I think he's lying to you. Yeah.
Don't rub your...
It's my shirt.
I don't think he can do this. He can't recover from the jalapeno.
Oh, my God. Why?
All right, I just took a bite.
It's Mike. I have to...
And?
It's a jalapeno.
That's
it's fine.
It?
I'm fine. It's got a little spice to it, but, I mean, it's a jalapeno.
I might need the break to do this.
What do you mean you might need the break?
It's not time for break.
Oh, my God.
You're going to drink all your milk, you moron.
This is going to kill me. I think. Okay. All
right. Don't drink all your milk on the jalapeno. I took a bite of the jalapeno. I'm fine.
I'm sorry. What do you want me to say?
I'm embarrassed for you.
It is.
Take a bite. All right. He's taking a bite. He's chewing. You gotta chew it, man.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You gotta get it out of your mouth. Don't roll it around in your mouth. Chew it and swallow it. Oh. He's convulsing in here.
He's dying.
God. Woo! Hot mama. Whoa. Whoa, that was just a little nibble.
He's a clean boy. Wash your own damn sheets.
He's leaving. He's running away.
He's bailing out. Oh, he's dying.
My God. First of all, you took the smallest bite known to man.
It's a ghost pepper. Why don't you take a bite of it?
Eat the jalapeno, Colin, man.
I ate it.
Fierce. Oh, you ate it?
I ate it.
I don't know what to tell you.
I took a nice big chunk out of it. I ate the jalapeno.
Did you see what it done to me? I don't know what to tell you.
Fish, we're fine. Fish is here.
What do you got, a cup of hot sauce?
Fish, rub this on your tumor. It'll go away.
Woo! Woo! Doggies! Woo! Oh, God.
It's still with you?
Yes, it's still with
Crumple me. Crumple up the paper towel and eat that. It's paper. It'll soak up. All right. I got to tell you, I enjoyed the hell out of this segment.
What time is it?
We got two more minutes left. And I'm counting on you to talk. I have no more material.
How you doing, man?
How you doing?
How you doing? Are you doing good? Woo! Who is that? Bill Shakespeare over there?
Teddy is one of these guys that will do anything for like $100. If I gave you $100, would you take a bite of this pepper?
The ghost pepper?
Yeah.
No.
What's the price?
No, that's... That's got, after seeing what he's going through, it's got to be thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars?
Look at him. He can handle spicy stuff better than I can.
Let me ask you a question. Timmy, would you rather eat the rest of that pepper?
I'd rather be dead.
Right? No, hold on now. Eat the rest of that pepper right now. Or, briefly, lick...
I'm sorry, everyone that's watching.
Lick another man's shaft. Well, what would you do?
Whose?
Like that matters.
Yeah, inside, I want to kill myself.
Mine.
I have never felt this ever. This is not an act. I'm messed up.
What did he bring you?
He got me goat milk.
Actually,
it's probably the expired milk, but I don't care.
Some people told me that drinking the cold milk makes it worse. You got to drink room temperature milk.
Yeah.
Because apparently it messes up your taste buds, the cold milk with the chilies. Probably should have told you that before the segment started. All right, let's take a break.
Let's take a station break.
Take a break.
We needed a coffin. A tree.
You were talking about... I don't know how we started talking about Asheville, North Carolina.
You said you got your tattoo there.
I did. I got a tattoo there.
In Asheville. What were you doing?
I was visiting a buddy of mine who was doing radio in Eastern Tennessee.
Oh, that's the
some
big
small
time.
Market in East Tennessee.
Like and we, Bristol?
We went to the big town then. Went to Asheville for a little weekend getaway. And I decided, hey, what the hell? Let's get hepatitis in Asheville.
Let's do it. It's a neat little town, though.
But you said... Yeah, they recovered from the big floods they had.
I was going to ask you the same thing. That's been a couple of years now.
20 plus years since I've been there. I have no idea. But
I don't know if they've recovered fully from that. I hope they have.
You said you went to a strip club in Asheville.
For all the good, clean boys and girls that are listening, I had nothing to do with it. Okay? You're just there on the trip.
What talent are we talking about? I mean, it's sort of an alternative town.
It is.
A little gothy?
Yeah, I would say there was maybe a couple that were a little on the gothy side.
Yeah.
But then they're also just very, very normal. Bottoms, yes. That's an affirmative.
Like, what do you mean? They're
like, it was just, you know, halvesies. They were good.
Oh,
good
they were wearing the bottoms.
Emma Watson's bottom half was not showing. Nothing
I didn't know
like
if that was a thing. In West Virginia, I think it's full go.
I think so too, but I can't confirm. I've only seen you can.
Unless the one that I was in was breaking the rules.
Well, that I would imagine that they're fine doing that. Seems to be that they break rules all the time in West Virginia. Savory and not so savory.
CB is a good clean boy. Have you been to a West Virginia strip club, CB?
I can't say I have.
No,
just
no.
It's just over the state lines. When you head down there to
get some Ohio Valley pizza.
Right.
It's good down there.
Head on down to Gallipolis, get you a biscuit world. Head across the river.
I'm more of a Tudor's Biscuits, but that's fine.
Isn't that the same thing? Tudor's Biscuit World.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Dynamite drop in, CB.
I know. He's filling in.
I know.
He doesn't want to be here. He's in jail right now.
Evil's in Zeta jail. Is what he's in.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here,
and I'm an innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, and every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week, is getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
100 years, Shriners Children's has become family to over 1.5 million kids.
In tough times and good times, they're there when we need them most.
Please go online right now to loveshriners.org.
Wrinkles, gray hair, and hearing loss are common signs of getting older. But being short of breath, having tightness in your chest, coughing and wheezing are not. If you are experiencing these symptoms, you may be one of the millions of people who are living with a condition called COPD but don't know it. Early diagnosis and treatment can add years of better breathing to your life. For more information, talk to your doctor and visit copdfoundation.org today.
T-Bone and Tybus.
Look at that box.
I see it.
No way you eat all them.
You know, you said you got to be 2-something to do something. Well, to eat that, you got to be 3-something to do something.
T-Bone and Tybus Mornings on the Fan is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
This is the best of Common Man and Timmy. It's just like a regular show, but without any witty current event comments. So bad.
That is not funny.
The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Timmy Hall ate a ghost pepper, or a small bite of the ghost pepper. I'm not going to give you credit for eating the entire thing.
You shouldn't. I didn't.
But now, Adam King from 10TV has walked in here, and somehow I have convinced this man, who is about to go on television in about 15 minutes.
What time are you on? 6:10?
I think I'm recorded, so we're good.
Okay, all right.
You better be.
Adam King is about to take a bite of the ghost pepper. All right, you got some milk in front of you?
I got milk. I'm going to take a nibble. I don't do, like, you should know, like, I don't do spicy. I can't do it.
Well, good news. It's not very spicy.
Bite the point off, okay? Bite the point off.
I think the point is where it gets bad.
No, the point's your safest bet, because the further in you go is where the seeds and the all that stuff
where,
is in there.
Where it's deep red down there in the middle, that part would kill you.
Oh, well, that's. I'm glad you said that, because that's where I was going.
No, don't go there.
Don't eat it like a corn on the cob.
I told you, I was going side. I was going side.
And that took me down for a good 10 minutes.
Timmy came, just for those that didn't see, that weren't in the 10TV and 97.1, sprinting and crying. I mean, just tears in his eyes.
I was in the sink, soap and water.
Now, can you imagine what's going to happen later? I mean, it's in your stomach now. It's reacting with all your juices and your lactic acids or whatever the hell you have down there. Yeah,
I love the description.
And then
the juices and the lactic
fire
acids.
Fire hose out your cracky.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
We'll have Ring of Fire tonight.
King. No, let's that's go, too Adam. Small.
No, it's not
that's too
small.
Small.
Get in
come
there.
On. Come on. Get in there. Come on. Timmy did it. Chew it up.
Oh, my God. Akari. Oh. Oh.
You got to chew it. You can't leave it in your mouth. King.
Oh, my God.
See ya.
It's in the throat.
King's gonna vomit, I think.
Too hot. Too hot.
Tell you,
this is worse than I expected.
Come on, why let me see Skip, you sweat a little bit.
Why is Skip growing these?
Oh, he's growing chemical warfare in his backyard. It shouldn't be legal.
Really? Why is he growing ghost peppers?
Does he use these?
That's too hot.
He can't use them.
He can't use those in any kind of cooking.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, my tongue is like, oh, my gosh.
Go.
I'm good.
No, you're not good.
Let's host the show.
You're seizing.
Let's host the show. Should I take another bite?
No,
before
no,
we're done?
No.
Timmy,
come on now.
Timmy, don't do it. Timmy, don't ever do that again. What's going to happen later?
That'll be all right.
Oh, man.
I have
are you worse. Doing? Are you doing live at 11?
Uh-huh.
Better get ready for some. By the way, you want some ratings for 10TV? King has diarrhea on 10TV, 11 o'clock tonight.
Honest question. Are you telling me that people put this on their food?
I don't know what the practical use is for it, to be honest with you.
I mean, clearly it's used in some hot sauces. They do it with that. They put it in some of the
but they're probably making huge batches of the sauce.
And they can take
and they're
the
making
units
it's not they're making better. They're using one pepper for a huge batch.
Yeah.
My tongue is on fire. Like my tongue literally feels like I've stuck it in a flame. I let it sit on my tongue like an idiot. I didn't swallow. It sat there.
I think the star of the show though. You will call me a wuss, and that's fine. I mean, everybody's going to react differently to spices, but that jalapeno was absurd. I don't know what that was. I wasn't prepared for that. Maybe I took too big of a bite.
I ate the other one. I thought it was fine.
Didn't seem to affect you much at all.
It was fine.
I don't know if maybe having
maybe you got
the
a
banana pepper,
jalapeno.
Maybe the banana pepper had a little bit more spice than I thought.
I love a good banana pepper.
And it reacted with the jalapeno.
Have a banana pepper.
I couldn't believe
it. Yeah, that's banana pepper.
It's great.
How hot that was.
Yeah, it's not a banana. Don't you lie to me.
No, it is.
I have trust issues now.
No. You're thinking about a pickled banana pepper, which tints it a little bit. That's a fresh banana pepper.
Oh, I've never had
it. It's not going to taste like
that. Is it hot?
No.
No, it's not.
No. You can eat that. That's fine. That's fine. Don't eat the napkin.
Took a nice bite of paper towel.
Oh, that's got a kick.
Yeah, it's pleasant.
That's got a kick, too.
That's not a guy to kick it out of here.
There's a lot going on
by
in my
way,
mouth.
I'm proud of you.
Hey, I'm proud of you.
Go away.
All right. Thanks, King.
People are asking why I'm not doing it. First of all, I'm not stupid. Second of all, someone's got to drive the ship here. All right? Daddy's got to stay in charge. I'm the designated driver.
Yeah, but we're at the very end of the show. I mean, there's only like a couple minutes left.
All right. I tell you this, Teddy. I will take a bite of the ghost pepper if you take a bite of the ghost pepper.
No, because you can handle this stuff.
I couldn't. You're just about to go home.
It would kill me.
Don't do that.
If Teddy does it with me, I'll do it.
No, well, we're not doing it then.
What if you rub it on your anus? But that, like Stevie Nicks would do.
I would wonder. I mean, it would probably do you a lot of harm, right? Just the surface of it, the touch.
If you rubbed one open, rubbed it on your BH,
or started squeezing, squeezing like the pepper juices into you. Someone in the chat, Lucille, saying, "I can't even take Takis."
Get out of here!
Oh my God! If I could have that last half hour back, you know what? It's all good. I'm good now.
Aren't you glad you did it?
Yes.
All right.
For the show. I'm okay. I'm sure I looked like a sloppy, disgusting mess. I did, didn't I? Could you see the snot dripping out of my nose?
I didn't think we were going to make it after you had the jalapeno.
Disgusting. I don't know why the jalapeno did me like that. But it did. It did. It was hotter, and you made me feel really bad about myself, too.
You should feel bad.
God. Your jalapenos were wussland compared to Skiptown. Yours weren't even in the same pepper category.
So next week, if the Buckeyes, lose,
you've got to eat the whole.
We'll do a Carolina Reaper.
No, Ghost is good enough.
Carolina Reaper.
No, Carolina.
You got to eat it and rub it on your.
Maybe don't fear the Reaper.
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
English Premier League, some soccer starts up this weekend, and someone wanted to come and talk to you all about it.
Oh, hello there, Timmy!
Hi, Queen. It's been a while.
Oh, Timmy, we have football starting today. It's a holiday in jolly old England.
Yes, it
is. Let me tell you about the champions from last year.
Tell me.
Liverpool,
huh?
Now, they won the title. A lot of people just think of the Beatles when they think of Liverpool. But not me.
No.
No, I had a steamy affair with a local blacksmith when I was a younger lady. He was always very tender when he whipped out his red-hot poker.
Really?
I'm also old enough to have an affair with a blacksmith. Don't you look at me like that.
Back in the 1700s? Was the Premier League around back then, Queen?
Now, if you've listened to this show, you know that Lizzie is a big Nottingham Forest fan. I was a little upset they didn't bring in Jizz Horncamp, but they had a fantastic campaign last year, finishing 7th overall. That's wonderful. Forest went out this offseason and got Angus Gunn.
He's competing for
the number one keeper job. I once went horseback riding with a man named Angus. He showed me his Black Angus beef, if you know what I'm getting at.
I think I know what you're throwing down. It. Angus
Hungarian
has got a
boy.
Gun, huh?
Yes. One of the biggest names in English football, Manchester United, was rubbish last season. Rubbish. I have a joke for you, Timmy.
Please do tell, Queen.
What do you call a Man U fan with half a brain?
Beamer.
Gifted.
Oh.
Yeah, see, because they're stupid. Did you
get
it?
Yes, yes, I gotcha.
And finally, a big shout out to my lady friend, 10TV's Nicole Sheeran. I hear her favorite card game is Old Maid. Bye-bye!
Oh, man. She's gone already.
I got to take the wig off. Sweating.
Good job, Queen.
This is what my life has become.
Nice little introduction.
Putting on crowns and props. Channeling a dead queen. All for you people.
Well, you know what? If you're going to do it, why not? We've got this visual aspect now for the group of folks that want to check this dumb show out on YouTube. Why would you do the voice without having some props? I'm ashamed you didn't bring the glasses down.
I forgot.
Didn't
I'm
you
sorry.
Purchase some little
I
thin,
I have
wiry
some, I have some
glasses?
Spectacles, but I forgot all about it.
Well,
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Dormer!
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
When it comes to prostate cancer, go to PCF.org for the help you need to navigate this disease and make the right decisions for yourself. Go to PCF.org today.
Home of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Sports Radio, 97.1 The Fan.
You're listening to the best of Common Man and Timmy, a show so dumb, you'll feel smart.
Okay, that's why I'm dumb.
The Fan.
Hey, by the way, I don't know if you knew this, Mike, but there's a little bit of an office rivalry that they tell me is just good-natured fun, but I've seen it. I'm talking about two of our young whippersnapper producers who are both good, clean boys, except for I just found out that one of them is not a GCB anymore. I'm talking about Rhyme Time and Cole Bartemus, who they call the loose cannon on Rothman and Ice. He's their producer. Rhyme Time, the Buckeye Show producer, fills in for Panama Ted right here. So we had City Barbecue, which was amazing. But like all food drops here, you reach a certain point in the day where it's just been sitting out there and none of us have wrapped it up and put it into the fridge, right?
It's been out there for over 6 hours.
6 hours it's been out there. And I can tell you, like, the baked beans, they've just been open. We didn't even put the foil back over it.
No, they've congealed into jelly.
Oh, my. And so Cole goes over there and grabs a hush puppy. There's a few of those puppies left. He grabs it, takes a bite, because I was looking at them, and they still looked good. They looked like they had the crispy exterior, but I wasn't going to take one at this point. So I watched him do it. I'm like, how'd that taste? Like, your face isn't saying much. And then he flips it around and dips the thing in the juices of the baked beans and finishes the rest of it off. Just disgusting. Sick. What the hell is that?
It's you, buddy.
What the
you
hell
stink.
Is that smell?
The BO in here is coming from you.
Do we stink?
You stink. I smell fine.
Is it the air being off
no,
in here?
No, it's you.
Wow.
You're sweating from the pit. Smell your pits right now.
Hit me in the face all of a sudden.
Smell your pit.
Right? Yep, left pit. Oh, no.
We got the air conditioner broke in this studio. It's hot as hell.
I told you.
You're sweating. I got to rig out my underwear when I get home.
It's hot. It's been sweaty in here. It's uncomfortable. And we just played Pong. You made me do it. I thought we weren't playing Pong
today. That's not what made you stink. You just stink right now.
I need my Mitchum. I had the pit surgery. I shouldn't be doing it from there. I showered before I came to work today.
Did you put some antiperspirant on?
Yes.
No, you didn't put enough on then. You got to really go to town. What brand do you use?
Mitchum.
You put the Mitchum on today?
I got
then
the
you better
Mitchum.
Write him a letter.
Oh, I'm
going to write him a letter.
I'm going to have to go put some on. By the
Dear
way.
Dear Mitchum, mess you up. Love, Common Man.
I actually made a big switch this week. Pivotal moment. You know, and I didn't just switch underwear. I got a new brand. New brand of underwear.
So we've really done it now, Teddy, haven't we?
We've really done it. We've really gone there. Because you're talking about that sweaty waistband. You need a good, like, comfort, soft waistband right there.
Oh,
so,
absolutely. What are we, animals?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I still am in the regular boxer style. And I moved into a Lucky brand. That was the type that I got.
Lucky brand. Fancy.
Yeah, Lucky brand. Fancy.
Those are a little pricey, aren't they?
Well, not when they're at the Sam's Club. You get that member discount. See, that's where I've usually bought mine. I had the Izod brand for several years, for like a decade. And I don't know what the rule of thumb is for when you're supposed to get rid of it, but usually with mine, it's when the cloth starts to disintegrate into nothing. Like that crotch cloth, when it disappears entirely, and then your boys are just hanging out, that's when you go and get new boxes.
Remember the episode of the Merv Griffin episode of Seinfeld, where they're sitting on there and Newman says, you know, I've been buying the generic brand of wax beans, and take the label off, and I can't even really tell the difference. That's what this show has become now.
We need to end this.
That's what this show has become.
Find a way to spice things up again. You know, when you just did the ghost pepper episode on Tuesday.
Teddy, come over here and smell his pit.
It's really
hard.
We
need some live animals is what we need.
We do. We
need scandals and animals.
Animal encounters. Yeah. It's a good idea, Teddy. What do you got? Can you bring a dog in?
Yes.
Do you hear it?
It's a funny squeaky sound.
All right, let's get to the real big news of the day. Freddie Freeman of the Dodgers was caught knuckle deep in his nose last night.
That's a tough moment to get caught.
He's fishing for a bug, and he also was fascinated with, it looks like, a nose hair. Started to try and yank that out for good measure.
That's what he did, because I know the feeling. I've done that before, but nobody's got a camera in my face.
So here's a question. First of all, I don't know if he cares or not. What's the proper etiquette on this? If you're a camera guy, right, you're just showing Freddie Freeman, because I'm sure the announcers are talking about Freddie Freeman. In the dugout, right? So you got a camera shot of Freddie Freeman. When he starts to get close to the nasal area, or you get the beginning of the pick, is it your obligation then to cut away from the feed? Or do we go the other way and just zoom in as close as we possibly can? I want to get... It's like the soccer coach. Who's the European soccer coach that's always putting his hands down his pants and then smelling his hands? Like, I think if you're going to do that...
There's a coach? Why do I not know about this?
Yes.
It's like the Molly Shannon thing.
But it's
from
pits.
Saturday
it's
Night
not
Live.
It's not
pits.
Under pits.
I stick my hands in my pits like this. Underarms. And I smell them like this.
Yes. He sticks his hand down his pants, and you could tell he's whiffing his hand. I mean,
That's
he's doing
disgusting.
Nothing else. He was just rubbing his ween or sack or something.
Well, what would you do? You're the cameraman.
I contend. I say we lean in. We're telling stories here, man.
Yeah.
Okay? We're telling stories. Let me tell you something. If a little hazard pay of making your $40 million a year is that sometimes you get caught in embarrassing situations,
right.
Well, you know what? Sign me up for that.
Yeah, that's the price.
We're telling stories.
That's the price of fame.
You got a clubhouse right there. You can walk right down the steps in a little tunnel and clean a house if you want to. If you decide to go knuckle deep in the dugout, don't be surprised when that shows up on TV.
I 100% agree with this. Yeah. I mean, this is... Look, you know when you are out there, those cameras are all over the place. And if you're facing the field of play, well, then any camera in the
place... It's almost a cry for help. You want to get caught.
you do.
It's like Kellen Winslow going to Boston Market in a parking lot. It's a cry for help.
Now the question is, look, you can't do that. That's just way too far. But...
You mean you can't whip your ween out and pleasure yourself? Timmy, thanks for telling me.
No, you definitely can't do that. That's a bridge too far, Mike.
Right.
Are you okay if Freddie chooses to, in a baseball setting, goes a little knuckle deep in his nose, cleans house, flicks it, or is that deemed to be disgusting? You're in public.
No, it's
you're
disgusting.
A vile human.
It is disgusting.
So he should not be allowed to do that. He should go to jail for that.
He should be allowed to do it, and we should be allowed to mock him.
Okay, yeah.
Right, just because
that's
you,
what I'm saying.
Just because you're free to do something does not mean you're free of judgment.
Sure. No, I get that.
I mean,
no jail sentence
look,
for Freddie.
I'm a picker. I'll tell you right now. I tinted my windows just for this reason. I tinted my windows because I wanted some discretion. When I was just cleaning house.
So what do you do with them, though? Because I do this in the car as well.
Flicky.
Well, then you're ridiculous.
Not ridiculous, because I vacuum on the regular.
No, you don't.
I have a certain area where I flick them.
No.
And then I take the little shop vac out and suck those boogers right up.
Here's what you do. You have a tiny little piece of napkin ripped off, and you put it on your left kneecap.
This is too much work.
No. You put it on your left kneecap, and then when you're going with your left thumbnail... You can't
get a good pick with your thumbnail.
That's exactly what I use.
No, you got to get all the way up there with a smaller digit.
No. No, you got to get the thumbnail. You got to get
finger. The thumbnail doesn't go deep enough.
Oh, it goes... Well, my boogs are usually down at the bottom.
I've got small little nostrils. Look
you
at these
do,
nostrils.
You
I can't.
Do. You've got pinhole nostrils.
I can't get a
you
thumb
can barely,
up there.
You can barely get a pinky up those
That's
suckers.
What I mean. I got to really work to get something
it
out.
It feels weird doing any other finger than the thumb.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm index.
I got to go...
Oh, it's index,
I
baby.
I got to go sideways in
Teddy,
thumb,
when you pick, is it thumb or index?
And scrape.
I'm not picking. I'm not
shut
3 years
everybody
old.
Everybody has
to
it
pick.
Now.
Why do you have to pick?
Stop
you
got, it
everyone's
now.
Everyone's you blow your nose.
No. Your nose is dry.
Are you
it's
are
dry.
You, really
you can't blow
me.
Your nose.
You are really telling me now that you, in the privacy of your own car, home, whatever it is, do not pick?
It's a lie.
It's disgusting.
That's a lie. He's lying.
I blow my nose.
Everybody,
you got Kleenexes.
Everybody listening too.
There's a process for that. You don't just listen
to. You can't blow hard enough to get the dry stuff out.
Well, then you use a Kleenex and get up in there and get it.
What's the difference then? If you're just jamming a Kleenex over your thumb and then just pick and then go wash your hands.
I really am. I'm shocked at this.
I'm
shocked
that
you don't pick at all.
Well, you're doing it in your car. I mean, you're leasing that thing, right? So what's going on there?
Disgusting. I don't want that car after that.
What are you talking about? People would pay big money for my booger car.
It's not John Voight's car.
Oh, are you kidding? If they had a little Common Man sticker on the car when people were buying it after this lease is up, you watch that price go up. MSRP. No.
MSRP. Not with the info that we just got here today. I bet you 35% of our listening audience is picking right now.
The stuff that I've done in that car, first of all, the amount of food, relax, it's not illegal. The food that I've eaten in that car, no, it's none of that. But there's scratching down there. There's scratching, there's moving, there's sack adjustments, there's lots of stuff.
That's why we need better cooling vents in the seats.
That's nothing to do with cooling. Sometimes it just gets stuck down there. You have to move it around.
What are you driving? What are you, Matty Ice? Balls right on the seat cushion?
My sack is huge. Things get tangled up down there.
Yes, but it's protected by cloth. Two layers, I hope.
No.
Underwear and pants or shorts.
Has nothing to do with the cloth. One end of the sack gets stuck in the other end of the sack.
That's against your leg. We're not talking about your seat.
No.
What are you talking about?
It's not against my leg.
You're telling me your sack. I don't even know what you are telling me. That you're wearing collar.
I don't know what the hell's going on. Teddy's not picking his nose.
You're
not
CBs.
Adjusting your sack.
You're wearing CB's shorts and your sack's dipping below them, sticking to your car seat.
It's four inch inseam. That's not what I'm saying. It's not out. It's not sticking to my car.
Then what does it matter?
It's uncomfortable. It gets wrapped up in itself.
But you're saying this like this is a detriment to the car.
The essence is the memory.
Oh, there's ghost
That's
memories
why I
of
can't,
a man scratching his balls.
I can't
a lot.
Buy a house of a person that I knew because I'm just going to go in that bathroom. You can clean that with as much Ajax as you want to.
Oh, you'll be envisioning
the
dumping
the essence of the crap,
and then in the bedrooms,
like if I bought your
you'll
house,
be imagining.
Are you kidding? Just
what?
Picturing you with
what?
Your pants around your ankles, going to town.
Well, what do you do?
No, everybody does it. But I'm just saying, I couldn't buy your house. I have to buy a stranger's house, so then I can't picture the crapping.
Yeah, I get that.
It's a faceless person. Then it's easier.
But what about
psychologically?
What about when you're just a guest in somebody's house?
I don't poop in someone's house. I'm not an animal.
But what about when you're peeing in that same toilet? You're not imagining just the blah!
Peeing's not the same. I don't have to make any
just
contact.
The horror.
I don't sit down to pee. Not you.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Men, it's...
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The World Children International and friends like you are giving children in poverty a chance to grow and thrive, to be healthy, to succeed in school, and achieve great things. How do we do it? In the best way possible, by helping ensure access to healthcare, nutrition, and educational opportunities. And most importantly, by empowering youths and their families to get out of poverty and into employment through life skills, computer, and job training. The very tools they need to break the cycle of poverty and build futures full of promise. Because every child deserves a chance to realize their full and best potential. Learn more about how Children International is empowering children and families by going to children.org today. That's children.org.
Last-minute holiday gifting is...
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Hey there, Jane Lynch here. Want to hear something funny? Too bad. Want to hear something uplifting that will inspire you? Good. Because today, I want to talk to you about Direct Relief, a humanitarian organization that does seriously good work when it counts. Fires, hurricanes, earthquakes. When disaster strikes, Direct Relief immediately shows up with medicines, medical supplies, and everything doctors and nurses need to save lives. Let's ship her out! Every day across the United States and around the world, they're making an enormous difference. If someone needs help, Direct Relief helps. No politics, no red tape. Hey, what you doing over there?
Oh, I'm packing insulin for kids with diabetes.
See, every box here is literally a lifeline for someone in critical need. So check them out at directrelief.org. You might just bring a smile to someone's face.
Rothman and Ice.
So who's the source of this?
One of those sites I go to.
Is it? Okay. Is this,
I don't know. You better clarify what site it's on.
Clip that.
Okay.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan. This is the best of Common Man and Timmy. No, really, I assure you, this is an actual radio show that we air. I don't know why. The Fan.
I had something happen to me today. You ever, like, get surprised by what comes out of your own mouth?
Of course. Yeah.
I'm not talking about
every
just
day.
Not on this show, but just like here.
I don't even hear myself in the car. So that
I got
would be
out
the place
of the shower
record me
this morning. And I was lotioning myself. I like to put the body lotion
on. Yes, you do.
Yeah. I like to hydrate.
It's a good smell too.
No, whatever. Less about the smell, more about moisturizing myself.
Mm-hmm.
I accidentally dropped my little thing of moisturizer on the floor. There's nobody else around me. Nobody's there.
Right.
I didn't have to say anything, right? Or I could just yell curse word, whatever. But instead, what came out of my mouth, and I have no idea why, was, oopsie daisy.
Well, I think I know why. Because
why?
If you had dropped a glass or if you dropped a plate and no one was around, it'd be a skip moss, like, ah, F. You know, you would have just shouted out in anger and frustration, but... It was something...
Oopsie daisy.
It wasn't important. It was just a plastic tube of lotion.
I know, but
pick
why
it
not?
Right up and
why not
go
just
about your day?
Oops or nothing. Just say nothing.
You can't say nothing.
Oopsie daisy.
You go nuts. Even if you're home alone, you're still talking. That's the... Maybe some people find that psychopathic. I would find it psychopathic to be dead silent all day. I don't care if you live in a cabin in Alaska.
You're talking to yourself when you're home by yourself?
Well, I don't know if I'm talking to myself.
Sweet, you can't even shut up when you're around yourself.
You're the one that just said you say things that surprise you.
Are you having full-on conversations
no.
with yourself?
No.
Okay, all right.
No. Just eventually, if you're watching TV or
Who's
something.
Who's hearing voices?
You might, Ray is out in the fields.
Noises.
You might yell back at your TV, right? If you're sitting there, if you've been alone all day. Like
yell back at your TV?
Yes, if you're watching a football game and a play happens, you might just say, oh, come on, or like the refs do something.
No.
He's short by that
if
much.
If there's an interception or a fumble or something, I just look at the TV and say, oopsie daisy.
Whoopsie daisy. No, I'll
Not
tell you
whoopsie.
The,
oopsie.
Oopsie. The thing that I do, and I'm sure a lot of people do this too, but it's just funny because you don't ever talk this way in any other at any other point in time. I don't talk this way to my wife. I don't talk this way to my son, but to the pets, mainly the cat. I don't know if it's just because she's a cute little kitty cat. She's just sitting right there. But when I see her, I will sort of get down and put my hands on my knees. I'll get into that pose, right? And I won't even say, what are you doing, kitty cat? I will say, what is you doing, bitty? Just like that. What, I say it wrong on purpose.
What is you
doing? I say,
doing?
What is you doing, bitty cat? Her name is Twizzler, and that is devolved into Twizzy. Then that devolved to Bits, like Twizzler Bits, and then I just call her Bitty.
It's not the voice that I find disturbing. It's the broken English.
The broken English.
It's like, well, if I do it this way, she'll understand.
It's yeah. And Teddy, don't you actually say goodbye to your pets and tell them when you'll be back?
Well, I don't say, hey, I'll be back like at 3 o'clock, but I'll say, hey, I'll be back in about 6 hours. It'll be okay. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you, Teddy.
Or I have to run out in like 30 minutes. And yeah, my wife's like, you know, they can't tell time, you know.
I'll be back in a little while. I got to go to the doctor's office and pass out. Then I got to get some Popeyes. I'll be back.
They stare at you in a certain type of way, you know? Yeah. Like, you just, like, I said that to Twiz as I was leaving the house today. I was like, Twiz, I'll see you after Jack's football game, all right? Be good.
Yeah, yeah. It's
later, babe.
That's right. It's more for yourself, kind of like, hey, just want to let you know this is where I'll be, and I'll be back in a little bit. Yes.
Oh, man. We're
about
so
6 hours.
We're so stupid. They have no idea.
Teddy, try this when you go home today. Look at the dog.
Okay.
And just look him dead in the eye. And go, oopsie daisy.
Oopsie daisy.
Oopsie daisy.
I bet the dog will give you a nice little head turn. She'll like that.
That it is, Edward. That it is indeed.
Speaking of abbreviations, I've had a lot of people ask us about the origin of shit. You may have noticed us saying this quite a bit on the show.
Yeah, we were just, Bone was talking with us about this Bone, today. We saw him.
Bone today.
Yeah.
He didn't know what the origin story of shit was.
Yeah.
And perhaps you realized that on Friday night when you turned into Fox and you saw Rutgers and Iowa in an offensive explosion.
Oh, baby.
I mean, Iowa put up 38 points, but Rutgers, their home stadium, is SHI Stadium, which, you know, to us, shit.
Yeah, so
I was disappointed Rutgers couldn't defend shit on Friday night.
It actually is SHI International Corp. So there's even another I at the end, if you put it that way. SHI shit. International Corp. Headquartered in Somerset, New Jersey.
What do they do?
They're IT. They own and provide IT.
When you first said that, I thought you said International Corpse, which would have been even better.
No.
We sell zombies.
We sell bodies. Yeah. They're into computing. They're into cybersecurity, IT optimization. Shit. They're in a lot of this stuff. They're into everything.
They couldn't defend shit.
No, they couldn't. They did for a while. It was a pretty good game to start the week off, right?
No, that was a good game.
I found myself rooting for Rutgers.
You should root for Rutgers. Who's rooting for Iowa? Unless you're an Iowa fan. I'm done with Kirk Ferentz. Screw Iowa.
Screw Iowa.
Do you see what they did with the drones there?
What'd they do? Something like with the wave?
A hand. They did a hand in the sky to celebrate, you know, Iowa waving at the sick kids.
That's nice.
That's a nice little thing, right?
That's a nice little tradition that Iowa football has started since that.
But
hospital was erected.
I think sometimes we go overboard trying to make guests welcome. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying we have to go like Penn State and throw bags of piss at people.
Well, and also,
which has happened, by the way.
While we're talking about Iowa, I keep seeing these photos every week. Do you see these where trainers or people that work the facilities will throw out like the thank you? Or sometimes it's the actual visiting team, almost like they're proud of how good, clean boys they are, and they'll take a picture of how clean they think the locker room is and say, like, so long from Ames, Iowa, you know. And
We kept it clean
and
for
then
you.
And then, like, the Iowa State people are supposed to, like, thank you, you know, we would have cleaned it.
Still smells like a nutsack in here.
But Iowa, they have that pink crap. When are they going to get done with that? Why do they keep, why can't
they
advance?
Get rid of that.
No, it's still
there?
It's still bad. Isn't that insulting to still have the locker rooms looking like that?
You have the drones. They do the hand. They do the wave, right? Just, oh, it's something very nice.
And then
it switches to a middle finger. Then you see that one finger go up.
Hilarious.
Maybe that way they could have defended shit.
I think that's hilarious. They should do that.
Oh, what a heartwarming gesture by Rutgers.
And, oh, wait,
the hand is moving.
Shit.
The Fan. We test marketed naming the show A Guy and His Butlers.
Oh, that is very touching.
But we thought Bishop and Friends had a better ring to it.
Weekday mornings at 9.
The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
My son Ian was diagnosed with a brain tumor at the age of 16 months. The outlook was pretty rough. I mean, it was, you know, we had no hope until St. Jude rescued us. I mean, they saved him. To this date, you know, we are 12 years into this journey, and from day one, we've never once seen a bill. It gave us the peace of mind to know that we're there with our son, and we're going to beat cancer together. Now, he is doing really, really well. He's alive because of what St. Jude has done. He's here because of the doctors who came before, their blood, their sweat, their tears, the knowledge accumulated and shared, you know, with everyone else around the world. This is how we get rid of this, how we help kids beat cancer all over. It's the future.
Together, we will make cures possible for every child everywhere. Learn more at stjude.org.
While serving in Vietnam, a grenade took my ability to see. Today, I'm a sculptor. Now, my fingers are my eyes. I'm Michael Naranjo. As a veteran, I know the challenges of life can be great. In my art, turning a lump of clay into something beautiful, that is worth doing. Life is like that. We each must use what we can to make things better.
DAV helps veterans like Michael get the benefits they've earned. They help more than a million veterans every year in life-changing ways.
Now, I show others how they can create something with their own hands. I know it can do a lot of good. With support from DAV, more veterans can shape their lives into a thing of beauty. My victory is bringing beauty into the world.
Michael Naranjo, may your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
What can a common man here for Care Heating and Cooling? I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
School means no lunch for millions of kids in the summer. Let's come together, food banks, families, and generous individuals like you to make sure no child goes without food in the summer. Together, we can make a difference. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/summer.
Always and forever, your Ohio State flagship station.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination. This is the best of Common Man and Timmy. Is it live or is it Memorex? Who knows, but it's stupid. And if you're under the age of 40, you won't get that at all. The Fan.
I've talked about these girls in the past. They fascinate me. Are you familiar with Abby and Brittany Hensel?
Abby and Brittany Hensel.
Are they conjoined?
Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
Conjoined twins. They're conjoined at the chest.
How they doing?
They share legs and looks like a hoo-ha.
Wow.
And, you know, the heads are separate and they're, you know, it's not like, I mean, they're both aware and active. There are some conjoined twins where one is simply not able to respond or, you know, really live a life. These are two independent, in theory.
As independent as one can get.
When you share a body.
While being in the same place all the time.
But what fascinated me and the rest of the world a couple years back is when one of them, I forget which, Abby, I'm sorry, got married. They both didn't get married.
Abby got married this, I see the Today Show writing about this back in March of this year.
No, it was 2021.
Oh, was that far ago?
When that happened.
That long ago?
2021, her and a dude named Josh got married, and that brought up a lot of interesting questions about...
I remember talking about this on the show.
How does that
then
work? I mean, clearly it works for them, or at least I hope it works for both of them, but I just... I can almost understand marrying both of them, where it's like, oh, we both are, we're in a polyamorous,
yeah. I mean, that's just
thing, and it's a
trifecta.
Anyway,
is what this is. You're all together, you know.
Now
it stands to reason, like everybody should enjoy each other's company. Like she doesn't have any say over this, and so this is difficult.
You have to have say over it. It's you're sharing
your body,
everything.
Yeah, and like you said, it's the same reproductive organs.
You can't just, excusing myself to the other room while the lovemaking commences.
Wouldn't brains feel it all the same?
How does that work? I don't know. However, now they've been spotted loading a newborn baby into a car. And they think it's theirs. They don't know if they gave birth to this baby, but... adopted or, you know, whatever. They have a baby now. I think one thing's for certain, right? I mean, I'm sure this is I hope it's a very nice relationship and everybody loves each other and all of that. But this dude, Josh, has got some got some problems, right?
Josh is a loving boy.
All right.
Josh is a caring guy.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
He wants them to experience a normal life.
I can't please one woman. He's trying to please two.
I think they were long since committed to knowing that their lives were not going to be normal. Right?
I guess.
I think they reached a certain age where they knew that this was...
what's normal to us is not normal to them, right. And vice versa. I understand that. They don't know anything different. They've always been this way. And I've seen them because they had a reality show. They've opened up their lives to cameras and things like that in the past. They're not doing that now. They're living private lives and, you know, wish them the best. But the paparazzi, they still follow them around. They're pretty easy to spot. It's not like you can just put a baseball hat on like you're Leo DiCaprio and sneak out the back door. These are conjoined twins.
You got two heads. Game over. Right?
Hey, is that one of those conjoined twins? I don't know. They're both wearing baseball hats. I don't know.
One's a Yankees fan. One's a Red Sox fan.
They're headbutting each other.
If you and I wound up getting conjoined,
oh my God,
what kind of set of ground rules would we have to make?
All rules sort of go out the window, don't they? What are you going
to
do?
I mean, but yeah, we'd still be two brains that would have to get along with each other. We'd be pulling each other in different directions. Like, would you let me go golfing? I would hope that you would do that for me.
And that's
I gotta golf. If I don't get to golf, I don't want to live.
I'll let you play nine. You're not playing 18. I'll let you play nine. No, but I think you have to have a discussion where it's, all right, so we're going to the bathroom.
One of my arms is yours, too.
That's what I mean.
You promise to work on your swing a little bit so we can actually have some tempo and some rhythm.
I have
and
to give
change
you
our weight from our right
arm.
Side to our left.
That
we have
leads
to
the next
our
question.
Weight.
Who holds the wiener when you pee? One of us has to do it. Which one is it? Do you alternate?
I'm usually a lefty, so the way I'm like viewing this thing is I would be the right side.
Why do I have to be a lefty?
That's just how I don't know. That's just how I view it. I feel like my head's on the right side. I sit on the right side of the studio, so I think we would, you know, join together this way.
I see.
What would you want to do?
I don't know.
What would you want
to
do?
I think I'd eat some cyanide, to be honest with you.
But then I just have your limp head.
No, you die too. It's the body. We share the body.
That's wild.
If I die, that's the thing about conjoined
twins.
You're
there chewing on cyanide, and I can't do anything about it.
No, all kidding aside, it's tragic because when one dies,
yeah,
you know that you're next, and it's coming soon. There's no such thing as one lives and the other one doesn't live.
You've said, though, that you want to know.
I know, but I'd like more than 10 minutes notice. what I'm saying.
You're saying if you could have like 10, if you knew like in 2035.
Not a lot you can do in 10 minutes.
Hold on, 2035 is not very far off into the future. How about 2065? You don't even want to live that long, do you?
What are we talking about? Give me 2035 at this
10
point.
10 years is fine.
All right. Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
No.
I want to apologize to Jerry Martz from 10 TV, meteorologist extraordinaire. I did the thing that I'm sure he gets all the time, and I'm sure it's very annoying, so I apologize. When he walked in today, I said, hey, Jerry, ever going to rain again? And he said, nope, and I'm sure he gets that all the time. Stupid little weather comments like that, and so I want to apologize, Jerry. I'm sorry that I did that. Next time, I will just ask about other superficial things and not the weather.
Well, you probably don't get it much anymore, but... Wasn't there a day where anytime you were out and about, you would always get just superficial sports questions?
Because, you're right. I don't get
it
anymore.
Sports talk station. What you must know about this.
What
or that.
I do get is, hey,
and you want to talk about it.
Dilda Rudy. And I'm like, yeah, Dilda Rudy.
Hey, nice. Very nice.
Hey, you're the fart guy.
Yeah. Yep. There would always be some times where, you know, you'd be at a tailgate and I guess not shockingly, people want to talk about Buckeye football and they want your take on it. And sometimes it might have been after a week where you've hit every single angle and every single point of emphasis about the game, and you're there ready to crack that beer, and you just got to put a great face on.
You know what I started doing?
Put a great face on.
I don't do that.
Do the thing. Do the spiel.
I don't do the spiel anymore. I used to as a younger man.
So what would you say then? What would you say if like someone
you asked me.
Hey, oh my God.
Hey, nice to meet you.
You're the common man.
That's right. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
So what do you think about the Buckeyes only, you know, scoring 37 against Ohio?
Oh,
I think that's
could be
a real problem there for the Buckeye offense.
What do you think?
Oh, well,
That's my play.
I think that Ryan Day, I think that he's going to be out of there.
Oh, you think so?
End of the year.
Oh, I don't know about that. I haven't heard anything about that.
That's what my brother-in-law tells me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
My brother-in-law.
Do me a favor. Have your brother-in-law email me all that information.
He knows the Amazon delivery driver who goes to the Woody Hayes Athletic Center.
I see, yeah.
And they, see, he talks to their general manager every time he's there. He heard that from him. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Thank you for telling me, though. I appreciate you listening every single day.
Can you get, you know what?
I'll see you at the next QAnon meeting.
What is your number, by the way?
My number?
Yeah, because I could get
614-821-9710. That's the number.
Let me text you, and then you can hit me back.
Sure. You can text me later. I'm going to go in the store now. All right?
I'm Jimmy Zane.
Great to meet you, Jimmy Zane.
Good to meet you. Hey,
I'm going to go in there and get some Laura's Lean Beef.
Hey.
Got some meatloaf to make.
I love you, man.
Thank you. I love you, too.
I love you. You're great. You're fantastic.
Actually, what I normally do is give out Rothman's number. Then Rothman comes in. Man, you know, these guys are just crazy. I don't know how you guys keep texting me and everything. I don't even talk to them.
I encourage anyone that's out there to bombard me and say hello. If you ever see me at the Meijer.
Saying hello is a different story.
I love it.
If I ever do get that question, I always turn it around and say, hey, man, what do you think?
This was...
Because chances are they want to tell you, Timmy. That's why they brought it up.
This one was actually funny. And the way the guy sort of like spoke up when I was sitting there on the bench was perfect. Because Jack and I are at the Dairy Queen. Saturday afternoon, went to a little card shop, went to a little DQ.
That's a nice
Perfect little hour outing, right? We were going to pick up a pizza as well. It's a little trifecta, cards, DQ, pizza. What could be better? So we're sitting there and we're in the Hilliard. I'm sorry, Mike Todd, but we're in the Hilliard DQ where they got the, you know, world's most expensive blizzards. And I noticed that they did have the cherry dips. Yeah, I thought I was going to get one of those ice cream cake cupcakes. If anyone's had those, let me know, because a great way to not have to buy the $60 ice cream cake, but get one. But I pivoted. We got the cherry dip. And then Jack got the dip cone too. And we're sitting there and I'm going on this spiel about the dips and how, you see, like, Jack, this is fantastic news. They've got the cherry dip cone. I don't know why any Dairy Queen would ever not have a cherry dip, at least as an option. And as I'm sitting there, I said, I also contend that they should every once in a while bring back the orange cream dip. And the guy was sitting about 5 feet away. He kind of turned over and he said, it's good to hear you living the show in real life here.
And I... And I looked, just like I the show, over. Your son is ignoring you.
Right. My Jack did not give a flying flip what I was saying right there.
Look, and I'm just boobies, Jack.
I'm just going. I'm talking about the dips, how we got to have these. Mm-hmm. It's nonsensical to not have the cherry dip.
Speaking of dips, what do you think about a hummus, Jack? You like that?
You like to dip a,
you like a tahini?
A carrot stick in, yeah, a hummus?
What about a baba ganoush?
Baba ganoush.
What do you think about that?
Give me that roasted red pepper hummus. That is tasty. It is good.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Get ready to... Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one. To learn more and get help on any day, visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Some journeys start small, with small paws and big purpose.
Look how little you are, you sweet girl.
Every great partnership begins with the first step. Guiding them through the world so one day they can guide someone through life. With shared experience, confidence grows and the path becomes clear. It takes time, patience, and love. But the reward lasts a lifetime.
Hey, good girl, Bella.
You don't just raise a puppy. You raise a future. Become a Dogs, Inc. puppy raiser. Give a dog a purpose. Give someone hope.
Learn more at dogsinc.org.
It's been a real journey since 2014 when I first had my injury. I realized that my home was just not working for me and that it was time to ask for help. Homestar Troops has really given me my life back. The shower allows me to go in and turn around with my chair, pull down storage racks, automated door systems, hours of my morning given back to me. Adaptive sports are a huge part of my life, a huge part of my healing journey as well. Homestar Troops helped with making sure that I had a home gym so that I can continue to train. This past year, I was able to host Thanksgiving in my home. And it was the first time I was able to have my whole family in one place and I was able to contribute to the meal. There are a lot more veterans in need, and Homes for Our Troops is going to be there to help them too.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Teachers are dynamic leaders, shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Achieving this takes skill and expertise. They're tireless explorers, creatively discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, experimenting, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, and connecting with each other, leading by example. Experience the unique joy of helping students thrive. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready to begin? Explore teaching at teach.org, a campaign supported by the U.S. Department of Education, teach.org, and 1 million teachers of color.
Morning Juice. Any money situation? Yeah. His last name really money, you think?
It is funny.
We heard the digital currencies were coming.
Yeah, that's right. He was going to go with any crypto and decided to go with any money instead.
Morning Juice.
Weekday mornings at 6, live on YouTube.
The Fan. You're listening to the best of Common Man and Timmy. Quick question. Is there really a best of part of this stupid show? The Fan.
Speaking of vasectomies, so I come in today and Timmy says I just had my cash and prizes out at the doctor's office.
You got the
consult today.
This is what I said off the top of the show. I had a very busy morning. It actually was nice because it was a quick consult. I love how they do these too.
Of course it was a quick consult. They do funny. It by length.
Not much to see.
That's right.
They say, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this. We're going to have to get our telescopic equipment shipped in from Norway.
Tiny so watchmaking equipment.
Yes.
Little tweezer, a little
tiny
thing
tiny
you put in
things.
Your eye.
Yep. We're going to make one incision
little
here.
Finger condom that you put on there so you don't get fingerprints on the gears.
It's always a great start to your week when you just have to drop your pants and show another person all that you are. And
what do you think, T-Bone? Let me look at your sausage.
Yeah, it's just... But I guess there would have been a time and day where I would have been... My heart would have been pounding out of my chest.
You
I would have been
now?
So nervous and sweaty. Now at 41 years old... I guess that's how you know that you have done everything that you've set out to do. There's nothing more that can bother you, nothing more that can happen to you. When someone says, I need to see your junk right now to make sure that we're good to go here, and you're like, yeah, whatever, just way, there it is. And they're feeling around and looking at it.
I was self-conscious during the procedure, though. Because
you're just out there for a long time.
Well,
this was just like the 5-10 seconds. They got to check it, make sure everything's in working
you
order.
You go in, they give you a little gown to put on.
Right.
With nothing underneath. And then they say, go lay on this thing and put your feet up, and the doctor will be with you shortly.
Do you put your feet in stirrups?
Wasn't necessarily in stirrups, but there was some sort of apparatus. I don't know.
Really open you up down
and
there.
And so I'm just waiting. I'm waiting in this cold room, and I feel it just... shrinking away. Like it's just it's gone. It's almost inverted at this point.
Well, that's how you are at a normal like standing.
But then
state.
I start to feel self-conscious.
So even smaller.
I mean, I don't want it to be at attention, but I also want it to be somewhat noticeable for the doctor. So I start I start flicking it.
Come on, what do you want to impress them?
It's not impress.
They've seen them all.
I don't want to shock
sizes.
Them by how small it actually is.
I'm sure it's not the smallest.
I mean,
I'm sure they've
it.
Had some shockingly small ones.
We understand, Timmy, what we do here is very insignificant in the grand scheme of things, but there are people out there that think that, we're local celebrities to a certain point. This doctor and the nurse.
You don't want them thinking that that's you and it's not.
Talking to one of his friends saying, let me tell you, there's nothing common about that Common Man. He's tiny.
And he is the only one I've ever met that can handle my junk.
Thank you, Hugh Freeze.
I don't know, Margo.
So you buried the lead, though. When did the vasectomy get scheduled for?
Yes. So as we were heading to break, I had some big news about that because I've gone through one of these consults before. We've had this discussion and then...
You didn't go through with it.
I didn't go through with it. I'll be perfectly honest. It was part our insurance was switching over, but I had a little bit of the fear factor and I was hesitant to go and schedule it. I could have done it in the office, but I was like, why don't I wait? I'll call you back. Like I'll check my schedule, call you back.
Timmy,
so I didn't leave today.
We've all gotten it done. I've had it done. Bones had it done.
But they give you those like rare cases when you're getting the consult. They tell you, cause they have to legally. There are some cases where this might not take, and there are some cases where you could have long-term scrotum pain, and you say, oh, goody, that sounds fun. But you know what? It's going to be fine. It's a very, very, very small percentage. I'm going to look at it like it will go well, and I left the office with a date on the calendar.
What's the date?
mid-November. It's the 13th. People talk about you need like the Thursday, Friday, and then to get through the weekend. So it's the UCLA game because nothing bad can happen with Jerry Neuheisel and company coming to town. So you'll have to make do with some other jabron for Thursday and Friday going into UCLA because I'm going to do it. I'm going
to
do it.
I'm going to hold you to it.
I am.
I'm not
going to
let you back out. Nobody wants to see you procreate again.
If I get it done in the morning, maybe you could be my ride. Maybe you could drive me out of there because I got to take the Valium. Like, you got to get that. You got to get that. They'll fill the prescription.
You don't have to take Valium. No, I didn't take Valium.
This was my visit. This is what they said we're going to do.
I didn't take anything.
They give me like one dose.
They gave me a local anesthetic down there. But
obviously there's that, but they're giving me one dose of that, so I go and pick it up, and then on the day of the
appointment, you pansy.
You drove yourself there and back?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they were telling me, have somebody to take you home.
No, I drove myself there and back.
Why not?
Because
you just were cut into.
It's fine.
On your sacky.
It's not a big cut. It's a
fine.
Small little thing.
They put the uncomfortable stitching into you as well, the dissolvable stitches. You got to lay
it's
low
not,
for a week to 2 weeks.
It's not that bad.
Oh. I've heard you say it this way, and then I'll have McNeil, I'll have Reflog text me and say, don't listen to them. It's really bad. My balls were messed up.
He's just freaking you out, man. Come on.
So I'm reading through the packet, you know, because it's kind of fun to just read this stuff to find out what you're going to have to go through, the humility, all that stuff. So you've got to shave like
a lot.
You've got to shave down there. And it said to just chill out in a warm, soapy bath the night before.
You want to make it pliable.
Soften everything up. Right. Get it pliable.
Get it pliable.
I'm thinking, should I do that? I should probably do that after the shaving, right? Like shave and then soothe it down. Maybe take an Aveeno bath, something like that.
You don't have to shave with the razor. You can just get one of the clippers and...
Well, how do you know? It said...
How do I know?
I'll have to read it again. I think it said shave with a razor. It said
the clippers
shave with a
are
razor.
Fine. And you know what? If you don't do it well
clippers
enough,
are not fine.
When you get there, they'll shave you. I'm quite sure.
You're quite sure they'll shave you?
Yes.
What are you talking about? It's not a sex shop. They're doctors.
They're nurses.
They're not going to shave you. That's
they'll
disgusting.
Shave you. Teddy.
Oh, no, no,
don't
no.
Think they'll shave down there?
No.
They're not going to send you home if you got wool down there.
They'll shave him. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Billy the shaver comes out with his clippers and razor blade. And
why is it a him? And why is it... All they do is they'll take
him... having a woman shave, that's even more gross.
That's the nurse. She's going to be in there.
That's so degrading.
I had a female nurse next to me the whole time.
You
she
talk
was
about
snickering.
Why can't it be a male nurse?
Right. Yeah. Why can't it be a male?
Well, it can. But what I'm saying is... I had a female nurse. It didn't matter.
Oh, no. They say it doesn't matter, but it does.
What do you think's going to happen to you?
I'm just saying, I don't think an able-bodied person is just going to go in there and be like, man, forgot to shave. What do you think? Can you do it right down there?
You think they're going to send you home? You
I walk think they're going to send me to the bathroom.
No, you walk
and
in
say,
with pubic
here's some
bush.
Gillette.
No.
And here's
they'll
a,
shave
a
you.
Three blade.
In the interest
go
of
over
time.
There.
They want to get it done and over with. They're not going to send you away. They want to get you out of there as quickly as possible so they can move on to the next sack. What do you think? It's just you all day, every day?
So I, obviously in the writing, in the literature, it says to come prepared with compression shorts. So like you've got to have spandex compression shorts to keep everything housed in. I've been getting this from some people that have had it done. My brother-in-law texted me and said, you've got to look on Google for some of these compression shorts that have different compartment for shaft and for sacky. Have you heard of these? Did you get a pair or two of those?
I didn't. I actually just wore boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs?
Yeah. A tighter pair of boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. Yeah. Okay.
I didn't want to buy the spandexy type of thing. Look too tight. I thought it would be too smashed down.
Well, yeah, you want to get your size, but I think
you want
to have those under control.
You want protection. You don't want them flopping around, but you also don't. They're going to put a stitch in you, Timmy. You don't want your stitch just smashed together with these compression shorts.
But the idea of the separate pouch I'm looking at it right here, like men's ball hammock pouch underwear. Like, that's a product that you can get.
What do you think, Schlegel?
I like watching dudes.
I think that's phenomenal. Like, think about that, because we're always complaining about the sacks in general in the hot weather months. You get like a cool, like dry tech piece of nylon that's keeping that separate from your thighs.
I think it sounds better than
and
it works
the other
in
part.
Theory.
And then that goes there. This goes here. It's all separated. I think that's beautiful. I might just take that on as my normal boxer briefs going forward. I might like it so much.
The ball hammock?
Yeah.
Mm.
And then that's going to keep it more comfortable for when the stitches are in, too.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
I was in...
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The Fan. This is the best of Common Man and Timmy. It's just like a regular show, but without any witty current event comments. So bad.
That is not funny.
The Fan.
Talk about cookie. I'll talk about candy.
Okay, so I saw, we'll go back to some jailbirds later on because somebody submitted a jailbird with the logo on there. And it got me thinking about, you know, my stop off in the kitchen for the milk and the cookies. And there is a Reese's branded animal cracker. Have you had this yet?
No, I don't really buy animal crackers.
Don't sort of like shoo it
no,
away.
No, I'm not shooing
your
it
voice,
away.
Your voice inflection
I'm
changed.
I'm surprised.
And it went down.
I didn't think we'd get into the you have to buy an animal cracker on the show today.
And
but go ahead, I'm open-minded.
Are you allowing me to call that a cookie? Because when I eat it, it sure tastes like a cookie.
No,
an animal cracker is a cookie.
Of course it's a cookie.
An animal cracker is a cookie.
Boston cream pie is a cake. Let's go!
And the animal cracker, the one that Reese's is doing now, is a thick one. It's got a good level of thickness to it. The animal cracker has a peanut butter hint to it. And then they
put Reese's, it should.
They put a nice layer of chocolate underneath. It's on one side.
So it's like a fudge stripe cookie?
It's like a fudge stripe cookie. You get the consistency and the peanut buttery goodness that is infused into that animal cracker, into that cookie.
Well, that's not an animal cracker. That's just a small cookie.
But call it what it is.
What
I don't make the rules. They're animal crackers. They are cookies.
We do make the rules.
But Reese's has branded it, and it might be the best item that Reese's. That's an extremely hot take.
That's an extremely hot take.
I get that.
You know how much Reese's goodness is out there?
I know. It's no Nutrageous. Nutrageous is so under the radar and underrated. I can't even. Why no Nutrageous? I mean, why does that get put on the back burner?
It's available. It's there. But you're right. We should have a Nutrageous fest.
Yes, I don't need fast break, take five.
No.
They're no Nutrageous.
Don't minimize.
They're no Nutrageous.
A take five.
It's not as good as a Nutrageous.
Oh, it's got a pretzel.
I don't need a pretzel. I got a nut. I got a peanut. I got little, like, clusters. I got the clusters of that peanut butter
that
goodness.
The Nutrageous is bad.
It's like a Snickers and a Reese's.
Let's compliment something without ripping something else. This is the problem that I have with, like, the Chili's commercials.
I'm not ripping. I'm just building up.
Chili's.
I'm just putting up.
I love you. But, you know, I also love McDonald's. You don't have to rip on each other. You can just promote your own food.
Chili's.
I don't care that your big QP has got 75% more beef than the Quarter Pounder. Let the Quarter Pounder live. It's not hurting you. You're a completely different experience.
Chili's got rid of an appetizer this week. Did you hear that news?
What did they get rid of?
Can I talk
about candy before you talk about appetizers?
Yeah.
Pay off on my tees.
Forget about Chili's.
I contend. I'm going to do it forever now. I contend that AI, who cares about that innovation? Okay?
Who cares about AI?
The internet in my lifetime, who cares? 4K television, all this crap, streaming services. I don't care about any of that. The greatest invention that I did not have back when I was a kid. I told my daughter this. 'Cause she like,
did you have this when you were a kid?
No, I didn't. and it's the Nerds gummy clusters.
Oh, man.
Okay?
Better not be those bad ones. Governor DeWine's throwing them right out.
Bad ones?
Those THC Nerds gummies.
No, these are good, clean gummy clusters. They get out of here with your THC.
DeWine's, get out of here.
No.
Take a hike.
Nerds gummy clusters, so delicious. We combine a gummy bear and a nerd. It's delicious.
No, it's but like now, a lot. It's tons of nerds. Oh, they're all, it's like wonderful. 50 of them stuck to the outside
now,
of that.
Nerds has introduced juicy gummy clusters.
Is that what I think it is? Is that like the gusher inside the nerd gummy cluster?
You bite into it and there's goo.
Sploosh.
There's spooge.
Sploosh.
Sploosh.
Yes.
Not spooge. Spooge bad.
That's bad. That's a different thing entirely.
Is it spooge or splooge?
There's no L. No L.
But splooge is the act of?
No, it's not. It's just O-O-G-E. There's no L.
What about the 90s band Sponge? What about them?
What does Sponge do? Were they kind of banging with Toad the Wet Sprockets? Or were they different genres?
It's not Sprockets. It's just Sprocket. Singular.
Oh, no Sprockets?
No. Sprockets is the time where we dance. Now it's different Sprockets when we dance.
I did a reverse Ohio right there.
You did.
I did. The Meyer.
Why are you doing Heil?
Meyer.
Who?
Who are you with again? Kroger. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling.
Can you imagine if Brian Wilson knew of the Nerds gummy clusters, the songs that he would write?
Man, what are you doing, soprano there, or is he doing alto? Was I kind of hitting the baritone? Were you?
No, I was going high.
You were
high.
I know. What octave was that? You're way up there.
Sorry.
And we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny f***ing K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of f***holes this side of the nut house.
Matt Fishman is the boss here at the radio station.
Fish.
So when I get a text from Fish at night, I take it seriously. And last night, my boss sent me a story. I mean, clearly, if he's sending me this news story, he's encouraging me or downright demanding me to read it on the air for all of you, right? Why else would he be sending it to me?
I don't know.
He wants me to see it. So I will read what he sent to me last night. An Ohio woman is the target of a police manhunt after a ballsy break-in at her boyfriend's home, where she sliced open his nutsack, according to police. Authorities have issued an arrest warrant for accused scrotum slasher Janita Huppins after the 45-year-old woman allegedly kicked in the front door of her boyfriend's Toledo home, barged inside to perform her amateur surgery on him with a sharp object. And get this, cops say Hopkins cut her boyfriend so badly that one of his nuts was fully exposed, requiring treatment at a local hospital.
Oh, my God.
So she's been charged with felonious assault, where the victim was seriously harmed, and aggravated burglary. Anyway, so
that's felonious.
How do you let her get close enough to cut open your nutsack? First of all, are you naked? Like, what is happening here? Does she coerce you into some sort of embrace?
She must have.
Oh, I'm going to get lucky now. And then, you know, when you're not paying attention, she takes out her X-Acto knife and slices your sack open.
There had to be some expectation of hibbity-dibbity time.
I mean, why else would you allow her to get so close?
Or else you're not just, like, getting a lucky swipe in there
through clothing. No, she did a slash.
Yeah, she did a slash. And one was
hanging out.
So what are they able to do
for that? I guess they put it back in.
And then stitch up?
Stitch up.
Can
or
you imagine?
Maybe they get rid of the one. I had a friend of mine in high school.
Yeah,
his nickname was One Nut. Just had one.
And if you get rid of those, that's, I guess, the substitute for the vasectomy then. Wouldn't have to get one of those down the line. You lost your nuts.
Yes,
right?
To me, that's right.
You know what? this could almost, I could almost see this as a benefit.
She's doing you a favor.
For somebody like you and me, I can almost see this as a benefit because you have the slashing, you have a messed up nut, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You use that opportunity when you get to the operating table, you just say, Doc, just get rid of it.
Now that we're here, it's not like I would have volunteered to have this done, but now that we're here, just take care of it.
Not the main thing. Not the main part. Just get rid of the sack. Just get rid of it.
All right, so that's one story he sent me. He also sent me another one.
Like that?
Not necessarily
Why didn't he send me this story?
Well, I don't know.
Bill Belichick sucks. That's all I got from Fish, and this that was
is,
today.
This is from Cleveland.com, the plain dealer. An intoxicated Parma woman, 38, was arrested October 4th after she entered a stranger's house on Prospect Road and sat on the upstairs toilet. It happened around 7 a.m.
Is she going to Ryan Rosillo's house?
The homeowners woke up and found the woman in the bathroom. She was sitting on the toilet, fully clothed. They said, "What are you doing?" She said, "It's my 38th birthday." The homeowners walked the woman downstairs, sat her down on the front porch, and called police. They believed the woman had entered the house through their unlocked front door. Lock your door. Get out of here.
Lock your door. Jail for them for just knowingly leaving their front door
unlocked.
When
police arrived, the woman was still on the front porch. An open container of vodka was also on the porch floor.
My God.
Police recognized the woman from previous encounters. It's always good when the police recognize you on sight. She tried to walk away from police, although she was unsteady on her feet. Police tried to place the woman in handcuffs, but she ran. They tackled her on the tree lawn. What the hell's a tree lawn? You mean the parkway?
A tree lawn? Yeah, what is...
Like the strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street. We're calling that a tree lawn?
Okay, I've never heard that.
I was called that the parkway.
I've never heard of that term. A parkway, to me, is just a big road. A parkway is like a 2 or 3 lane road that's not an interstate or highway.
She struggled and resisted, but police eventually took her into custody. So I just want everybody to think about, you wake up tomorrow morning, you hear a little commotion in your bathroom, you walk in and some just random 38-year-old woman is sitting on the toilet.
I can't imagine being composed. I can't imagine having any composure and ability to just get her up and walk her down. I would be so terrified. She's lucky. She's lucky that they were so nice.
Could have just shot her.
They could have just shot her right where she...
We're shooting people for ding dong ditch. You shoot people for sitting on your toilet.
Shit. You're done.
Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
We're known for three things. Games, conversation, and common man yelling about things only he cares about. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination. It's almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, The Fan.
Hey, it's Anthony. And Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Child deserves a safe, loving, and permanent home. Help the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption find families for children who've lingered in foster care the longest. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
When it comes to prostate cancer, go to PCF.org for the help you need to navigate this disease and make the right decisions for yourself. Go to PCF.org today.
Did you know...
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Teachers are dynamic leaders, shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Achieving this takes skill and expertise. They're tireless explorers, creatively discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, experimenting, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, and connecting with each other. Leading by example. Experience the unique joy of helping students thrive. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready to begin? Explore teaching at teach.org, a campaign supported by the U.S. Department of Education, teach.org, and 1 million teachers of color.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bo sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gouty gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today. A lot of hosts have been on our airways in the past 30 years. Some good, some bad, some really bad. Anyway, sorry for that. The Fan. You're listening to the best of Common Man and Timmy, a show so dumb, you'll feel smart.
Okay, that's why I'm dumb.
The Fan.
Is there anything better than a healthy scratch when you've got a back itch and you just, your spouse goes to town on that thing?
You know.
Is there anything better than that?
It could be better than super terrific fun time.
Oh, it most definitely is.
There's like there's a couple of underrated things out there. Like a great pee, like you're just flushing it and you've held it for 3 hours and there has not been a place like
huge
where you could relieve yourself.
Is also in that category.
A gigantic
you
fart.
You can go from nauseous to past the pie if you get a good enough belch.
Nothing's better, though, like when the good thing about the sleep divorce is the complete freedom and liberty to just fart away.
Absolutely.
Man.
I mean, I did that anyway, but.
And you.
Now I don't feel bad about it.
You quickly find out, like, the science is real about, like, laying on your left side. Like, my God.
That just. Tutorama?
Blows you away.
Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, we're all in this together.
So I opened up a little email account today because, you know, people can text us, text a burner phone, 614-787-3093, but you can't really leave longer stuff there. Same thing with Twitter, at manandtimmy971. So I opened up an email account today. It is goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
That was available?
Yeah.
Just straight up good, clean boy.
Well, you know what? There's not a lot of lunatics out there like me and you. So,
okay, yeah, I guess, it was available. Yeah, you know what? That does make sense. You didn't have to put the 971 at the end of good, clean boy.
Good,
just there.
Clean boy at gmail.com. And the reason I opened it up is because I do want to hear from some of you. Here's some inside radio. We're sitting down yesterday and we're looking at ratings. It was ratings day here at the Fan.
It was a monthly. We have stretches where we can get a quarterly book, which will take in part a 3-month little window. Like we'd have a January, February, and March book. That's called the winter book. And then now they also give you a monthly book as well. So you can track that a little bit more throughout the year.
So we were looking at like late August and half of September is what we were looking at yesterday. And, you know, I like to look at research. I like to know who you guys are. And this is limited, right? Because Nielsen, who measures the ratings, they have flaws. They're taking a very small sample size and they're extrapolating out. It's not foolproof by any means. But the unique thing about this show is that we're sort of a unicorn. You know, most shows, they have listeners of all ages and races and genders, but they have a particular group that is more prominent, right? It's 35 to 40 year old dudes. That's where the core of our listenership is.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, we've had something like that. whether I'm hosting with Torg or T-Bone, now you. But I looked at the ratings this past go-around. We have just as many listeners in the demographic of like 18 to 34 as we have 50 plus.
Or even 55 and over.
Which is unheard of in this business. Because normally something does not appeal to both of those audiences.
Well, you're talking about more than two generations right there.
Yeah.
You're talking about, I mean, I have told you this before, just from getting to know some of Jack's buddies on his football team. A lot of those kids are listening to the show with their moms or dads, and they're actually enjoying it. Like, they were news to me, but they were excited to find out that I was Jack's dad.
But now we see, well, they'll be let down very quickly.
They will be.
But now we see that grandpa or grandma is listening too at the same rate. And that's weird in this business. It's great. Trust me. I love it. I get such a kick out of it when I'm stopped by someone who doesn't normally fit the demographic and they tell me that they enjoy the show or they've been listening for a long time. That's great. But my question to you, because we were really sitting around trying to figure it out, my question to you is why? Why do you specifically listen to this? I'd just like to hear from you. That's all. It's research by us. It's fact-finding. You can remain anonymous. We're not going to read your stuff on the air.
Call it the old show survey for 2025.
So just
you've
just
done
email
some
us.
Of those like in a Google Doc in the past and sent those out, and that was kind of cool.
This is very unofficial, right? That we're just going to read it and figure it out. We want to see what makes you guys tick. goodcleanboy@gmail.com. And I have some trinkets, perhaps, to give you. So do me a favor.
For a good response,
Responses? Just, if you're comfortable, put your contact information, address, stuff like
With
that.
With your social security mailing number.
No. Just put your address in there if you're interested in potentially getting something in the mail for your response. Thank you very much.
That's like the $20 bill for filling out your Nielsen diary, basically.
Except it's much
better.
Much less than that.
But better.
This is just a real nice surprise.
And I bet Dom Tiberi is picking the Buckeyes
Dom
to win
Tiberi,
this game.
It could be the Buckeyes against Jesus and the apostles. And I think he would pick the Buckeyes to win the game.
They could be facing Satan in hell. In the Buckeyes.
Oh, no, are you kidding?
Man, that's a tough road environment.
They cover the point spread.
We ain't gonna,
hell is a tough road environment?
We ain't going to like it down there.
How do you know that I'm going? You don't know what I'm doing outside of work. Blind people cross the street?
Do you?
No.
No.
I think about it, though.
Well, it's not really the same thing, is it?
I do when I drive home and I listen to the international news. I do think about all of the bad things going on in the world.
What was the
and then, I go home
and you don't do any of them those things. What was the rapture rule, though? Like, the hell for us.
Not necessarily. See, the rapture is, you know, a couple like days, months, I don't know, before the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
God takes all of his best out, right? So
right.
You don't have to experience any of that,
right?
Right. But the people who remain can still work their way back up there.
Gotcha.
Right? So only if they do the right things.
We might have to still like do the show and get up and go to work every day.
Can I tell you something?
But a guy like Teddy, we'd have no producer left because Teddy, do you like turn into dust? Is that like a Thanos snap, but a good one?
As I've been about religion and the big guy over the years, if I see like half the world's population just evaporate into dust and float up into the sky, I'll have no problem pledging my devotion. Right. I'm not going to be stubborn.
You know what?
All right, next round.
Do you know how much of a better place that would make it for guys like you and me? If half of the population was just gone, you know how much
we may
easier,
enjoy it too
you know
much.
How much easier it'd be to drive around the streets?
Look at these wide lanes.
The commute would be so luxurious. 670 wouldn't be a freaking mess anymore.
Meanwhile, our ratings would not be changed because all of our listeners are in the same boat as us. Degenerates.
The same people here listening.
The same.
Beautiful, Clark.
Talk about pissing your money away.
I hope you kids see what a silly waste of resources this was.
You worked really hard, Grandma.
So do washing machines.
1, 2, 3!
Here in the Van is always football o'clock. Proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. The Fan. The Fan. When the Cotton Bowl is over, flip on 10TV for the ultimate postgame show. Tom and Adam are live from Dallas with Timmy and Nicole in the studio. Ring in 2026 with a Buckeye victory live on 10TV and streaming on 10TV+.
Men, we hear...
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. I've actually said to my wife, I've said this on the air too. If I said to her, I said, look, if you ever want to kill me, like you feel like divorce is not good enough, I have to kill this guy, just tell me. Tell me and I'll help you do it so you get away with it. Or I'll do it myself. Because I don't, whatever I did, I guess it's my fault. Because it's so bad that you want to kill me. So I'm going to let you just kill me free of charge.
See, I wouldn't volunteer to be killed. I would then just say, well, I feel horrible about that. How about I just leave?
No, not good enough.
And I'm never in your life again. And why?
Must die.
Why?
Because then she's got to share the kids with you.
No,
I mean, you're not going to stay away from the kids.
I would miss them. Well, yeah, but then what? It's like, oh, good news. Now we didn't have to work that out because dad's dead. Like, I'm just saying, dad's left. Might be at least the kids could be older, and if they want to reconnect, that's on them. I'm just saying.
No, she wants your money too.
That give her the money.
If you well, you got to have something. What are you going to do? You're going to leave with nothing?
Start over. Start a new life.
What would you do if you started over?
Oh,
like,
man.
Like, you just walked into a new town. You're a mystery man. Don't know anybody. You don't have any money. You have no skills.
That's a solid question. Well, first of all, I'd probably just go right to the oldest, world's oldest profession and just say,
I was going to say, that's what I would be qualified to do.
Get some easy scratch. You know what I mean?
I'd be hanging out at the train station. Going in the bathroom and tapping my foot under the stall.
I'm not saying it's easy, but I would definitely make some money quickly and then figure it out from
then
there.
Then figure it out, yeah. After we bought a lot of mouthwash.
I'd get enough money to get a cell phone, get an OnlyFans account, start raking in that cash.
I see.
And then within a few months, I own the town. And then I would start banning dances.
Somebody thinks highly of themselves.
And then I would start banning dances and say, no more of that, until a couple of youngsters said, we're going to dance in this town. And then Footloose happens in the new little Western town that I've created,
Footloose.
I guess.
Footloose. All right, yeah. Got it.
Also,
right, we're out of time. Come on.
Well, the other question Man's Droopy Sack had was, do you think that your wife could evade authorities afterwards?
No, she'd be too stupid. That's why I have to help her.
Evade is a good word, by the way. I like the word evade.
She'd leave too many clues.
My wife would be able to evade.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
She's very crafty.
She's very crafty. She knows how to look things up and find things out and, you know, figure out what the next move is. She's stalked about everybody we've ever met. So, yeah, I mean, she knows how to get things done.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.